Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Highways, airports, and schools closed around the country, and snow is still falling. More ice could accumulate from New Mexico to New England.
We are recommending everyone to stay indoors at this time because this is a very deadly storm.
That warning from Illinois State Police. Chicago got buried. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is there outside live.
Dave, downtown Chicago looks like a ghost town. Few pedestrians. You have to walk in the street. The snow drifts knee high on some sidewalks. 60 mile per hour winds off of the lake whip snow around Lakeshore Drive, causing accidents and trapping drivers for hours. About a foot and a half of snow throughout the region. More than 1,300 flights have been canceled at Chicago's two airports. Dave?
Now, Jennifer, we're about to find out if spring might come early.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Thanks to Tony Phil. We'll look for his shadow in about 20 minutes.
We've borne witness to the beginning of a new chapter in the history of a great country.
President Obama happy that Egypt's president won't run again, though new elections won't come until September, so Egyptians are still protesting, the army urging them to wrap it up. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Cairo.
Dave, thousands and thousands of supporters of President Mubarak have gathered here and are streaming some running towards the anti-Mubarak protesters in Tahrir Square. It's unclear if this will end in a standoff between the two sides or in scuffles or violence. Pro-president demonstrators are very well organized with full-color glossy posters of Mubarak. They're chanting over and over, "He will not go, and we give our hope and our blood to Mubarak." Dave?
Gordney, a huge storm, a cyclone, just now starting to hit Australia, where they are.
Apprehensive, yes. Nervous.
That cyclone carries wind gusts of 186 miles an hour and could dump over 2 feet of rain on Queensland, the same area already devastated by deadly flooding earlier. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We live in a rapidly evolving information age, one where a LifeLock membership is increasingly essential. Since last September, LifeLock has sent more than 320,000 advanced LifeLock identity alerts to help protect LifeLock members. They do this to help protect from identity theft before it happens rather than after the fact, like many credit monitoring services do. It's LifeLock's advanced identity alert system that provides the notification once a threat is identified. If somebody tries to open a credit card or mortgage loan or a mobile phone account in your name, when LifeLock detects the application within their extensive network, they alert you. And if you tell them it's fraudulent, they take action to help quash the threat. Now, don't wait to become a victim of identity theft. Make certain LifeLock is at your side 24/7.
Call LifeLock at 1-800-440-4926 and mention promo code RADIO10 to save 10% off your LifeLock membership. That's 1-800-440-4926 or LifeLock.com.
When we get a chance to tell Rush Limbaugh what we think, we say, "Thanks, big guy." Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CC's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CC's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to CC's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
Out of all the things I've done in my life and the drugs I've tried, meth was the one that nearly put me in my grave. And it would have if it were not for my family, who cared enough to bring me back to life. Maybe you can help someone get their life back.
For more information on treatment for meth addiction, visit methresources.gov or call 800-662-HELP. Sponsored by ONDCP, created furnished by Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Would you like to make more definite progress in your walk with God? Bibles for America is offering a free study Bible and a set of free Christian books that can really help. The New Testament Recovery Version is one of the most comprehensive study Bibles available today. It's an accurate translation, and it contains thousands of footnotes that will help you to know God and to know the meaning of life. The free books are a three-volume set called Basic Elements of the Christian Life. Chapter by chapter, Basic Elements of the Christian Life clearly presents God's plan of salvation, growing in Christ, and how to build up the church. To order your free New Testament Recovery Version and Basic Elements of the Christian Life, call Bibles for America toll-free at 800-919-6402. That's 800-919-6402. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:05, 18 degrees right now at the studios, and pretty much a repeat of yesterday, a high of only about 31. Tonight, another low in the mid-teens, so another hard freeze warning in effect. In fact, we will be well below freezing through Friday night, and so keep those precautions in place. And the highs over the next couple of days at the warmest will only be in the mid-30s. Looking ahead to the weekend, we will see a high of about 52 on Saturday, back up into the mid-60s on Sunday, but it's going to be very cold for the next 72 hours or so. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Classes will resume this morning at Navarro Elementary School in Bryan. That's after classes were canceled Tuesday because of no power. BTU spokesman Bob Wheeler says strong winds uprooted giant trees that fell and broke two power poles. A repair crew spent most of the day replacing the poles. Wheeler says 850 BTU customers lost power when the storm came through. The hardest hit area was near Curtin. In College Station, about 287 customers were without power. A spokeswoman says there were pockets of minor outages, but no feeder-related issues. If the cold weather is making you hate life, imagine how your car feels. With sub-freezing temperatures in the forecast for the next few nights, a vehicle parked outside is basically stored in a deep freeze. And as AAA's Ron Menton says, keep that in mind when you get going in the morning.
Make sure that you're not depressing the gas pedal. Let it go ahead, start, and idle. And ideally, you know, let it warm up to the point that you're starting to see some movement on the temperature gauge.
While your car warms up, that's a good time to take a scraper to the windshield if it's needed. The decision by College Station School Board to pursue new revenue from selling advertising has received the attention of the city council. Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles at their last meeting wondered if advertising signs on CSISD buses violates city ordinances.
I would just love to have some dialogue, not that I'm in opposition to what the school board has done and their creativity to find revenue streams for advertising on school buses, but I think I don't know if this would be the appropriate time to speak with them about it or discuss it, but would it be appropriate for us to discuss, because they have, I guess they're moving forward in doing that.
The CSISD board is preparing a request for proposals from businesses interested in selling advertising on buses, the district's website, and potentially athletic stadiums. District officials say up to $4,000 a month could be generated from bus advertising. The district would control content, and the ads would be placed only on the bus's exterior. A College Station man is dead after a two-vehicle collision Tuesday in Milam County. Authorities say 71-year-old John Robert Shockley was eastbound on Highway 79 between Milano and Gauze when he crossed into westbound traffic and hit another vehicle on the side. Shockley was killed in the accident. The other driver was a Milano man. The extent of his injuries is not known, nor is it known why Shockley crossed into oncoming traffic. A construction site of upscale college townhomes in College Station has been hit by upscale thieves. Police filed 8 reports of electrical wiring missing from Lake Ridge Townhomes on Jones Butler Road. Damage and property loss at the gated community was estimated at $20,000. The dean of the Bush School of Government at A&M is keeping tabs with developments in Egypt. Ambassador Ryan Crocker says Egyptians are more nationalist and secular in politics, much like Americans.
The majority of Egyptians don't really carry religion into politics in great numbers. Even when Islamist parties like the Muslim Brothers could run, they did not poll very well.
Crocker says the U.S. government can encourage but not lead in Egypt's political process. And last week we heard about another record spring enrollment at Texas A&M, and the same is occurring at Blinn College's Bryan campus. Provost Ted Raspiller says there's an increase of 4.7% over last spring.
Which means a couple things to us. One, we're still in demand, but more importantly, this is getting to be a manageable growth percentage for Blinn as opposed to the blow the doors off growth that we've had in the past. So we're really excited about having new students and where we're our trajectory for future semesters.
Blinn officials are finalizing plans to hire a consultant who will collect recommendations for handling future student growth in Brazos County. Meanwhile, while Blinn and A&M have a close relationship, Raspiller says there won't be a marriage.
I got to believe that organizational leaders have big ideas and discussions of that nature all the time. And what I can say is, as of our January 18th board meeting, our chair made clear that discussions of Blinn College joining the Texas A&M system are not going forward. However, that doesn't mean we don't continue to discuss and strategize with A&M, particularly A&M College Station campus, how we can enhance and expand partnerships both for our students and for our communities.
WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 18 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Oh, okay, you want to hear a bunch of little bitty numbers? We got that for you. It's the weather. That's what we call it these days. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to brassesbounty.com.
Arctic air continues to plunge southward from Texas all the way north and into southern Canada. Temperatures are below normal. We're going to stay below normal through the end of the work week. Some sunshine, we're about 35 to 40. Clouds tonight, lows 15 to 20. Clouds for tomorrow, a high of 35. Clouds are in the forecast Thursday night with a chance of light snow. It's 25 to 30. Friday, mostly cloudy. High temperatures on Friday, close to 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, it's signing day. It's the day that a lot of football fans just live and die for if they're into recruiting, and it is indeed an important day for the futures of a lot of football programs, but more importantly, the future of a lot of kids. We'll talk about the Aggies class that they hope to sign at 8 o'clock this morning. Also talk a little basketball, college, and the high school kind. That and more coming up in sports.
How are we doing on that kid from Sealy? Because, they say he's a lock.
They say that kid is some. He's a game changer.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
I sure hope he doesn't drive through here on his way to Dallas or something like that.
That's right. Look. I want to be on the They All State team. You know, I wish I'd been on that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
When are you guys going to wake up and understand that Mack Brown is the greatest coach in the history of the game and that Texas gets all the good players?
What made it worse is that, you know, they had more time to recruit this. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to try to. Did y'all hear the closing?
Good thing they suck at basketball.
Oh, and don't forget, then there's baseball. Yeah, that too. We got their butts in tennis and track, though. We'll kick them down the road. I don't know if you heard the closing story on the Wall Street Journal report this morning. I'll go try to find the story so that we can do more on it later.
Was it money?
No.
Was it good?
There are two schools. One is Washington. The other is Alabama.
Washington?
Yeah. Where you'll be able to log on to their athletic site today, and they will have a camera pointed at the fax machine.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Said, you won't be able to read anything, but you'll be able to see the fax go, you know. And,
so they still have to fax those things in, huh?
Yes, that's very interesting. Now, that was
not the only use of a fax machine anymore.
It's one of the things that go ahead, Scott. You were going to say it.
I don't know that I was going to say that. One of the things that they are doing is they are working toward a situation where a kid can sign on a mouse pad. Uh-huh. If you only had a mouse pad, we do here.
Hey.
That's right.
Yeah.
They'll be able to do that. So,
No, what I was going to say was at the basketball game on TV, Holly Rowe talked to Mike Sherman. It was the biggest Aggie highlight of the game, actually. And she asked that, said, do y'all really still use fax machines? And he said, yeah. He said, that's a very important, tool on signing day. And
so
she, And she asked him, she said, so do you sit there all morning over the fax machine and watch them come in? And he said, no, I don't, but the assistant coaches do to make sure that their guys are coming in.
And so. Then he said, if they don't come in, that's when I get involved.
All right.
So if the fax machine goes out, do they have to go get one of those old thermal paper fax machines?
Yeah,
rolls up.
Yeah, 6 minutes a page. Hey, you're telling Noah about the flood on that. Ask Scott.
No, I guarantee you they have half a dozen backup fax machines.
Only half
a
dozen, Scott? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Alternate numbers to which they will kick in.
Yeah, there's a grad assistant there sitting there with fax paper, you know, they're, you know, ready to put it in at the moment.
I saw that interview that you're talking about, and Coach Sherman's words were much more measured when they talked about the college football program. She brought up the Green Bay Packers, and he was talking a mile a minute then because he didn't have to worry about it. But,
because, you know, 2 days before signing day, you got to watch every word you say. Yep. You know, so.
A woman in Atlanta, Georgia, hoping her long, long fingernails. Okay, first of all, why would you grow 2 foot nails?
Gross.
Well, yeah. Well, hubby wants a good back scratching.
No.
They start to curl way before then.
No. Her name is Jazz Eisen Sinkfield.
Well, of course it is.
That's why you grow them.
She's a mama and a grandmama.
Sure.
And she's growing 2 foot nails because she hopes.
Oh. Hey, his phone ringing.
I guess I better answer that. Yeah.
She's hoping it'll help her meet Opa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Opa does have slow days.
Yeah. She believes most women desire extra long nails like hers because, quote, it's a fashion statement, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the question comes up, don't two-foot nails get in the way of life? She says, there isn't anything that I can't do. The only thing I can't do is, well, I can't tie my shoes. Okay. I can't type on a computer. Oh, well, okay, then never mind. That won't affect you at all. And I can't go bowling.
Uh-huh.
Can't go bowling, can't tie your shoes, can't type on a computer. Yeah, I'd say you're pretty much mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good morning.
Nice job there, Jazz Eisen Sinkfield.
Is that not typing on a computer that will hurt you?
Information. He's doing other stuff.
Yeah.
We'll find out what it is in a little while. We'll all find out together.
There we go.
At the same time.
Yeehaw! What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Something closed, something opening late?
Yeah, something like that. Could be a wreck or something.
Uh-huh.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
If your business is involved in the Home Products and Garden Show, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, an attractive, full-color, glossy publication. At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595. 695-9595.
When you're watching the game this weekend, know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, there you go. 618, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And it is the 2nd of February. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
It's Groundhog Day.
It is Groundhog Day. Yeah, okay. Indeed. I guess
we'll find out
that there will be six more weeks of winter.
So we're not playing that little song or the movie thing or any of that stuff.
No. Okay. No. Does he ever, you know, not see a shadow?
Well, I'm thinking with the TV lights, it's a lead pipe scene.
Yeah. There you go.
Not sure. All right.
Here we go. Actress Elaine Stritch, if old timers remember her, is 86 years old, still hanging in there.
Uh-huh.
Comedian Tommy Smothers is 74 years old today, of course, of the Smothers brothers.
He'd be the one without the mustache, is that right?
Right.
Yeah,
he's the comedy foil.
There you go.
Your mom always liked you best. Singer Graham Nash and actor Bo Hopkins, both are 69 years old today.
Well, you know, Mr. Downs has met Graham Nash.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they were at the BMI Awards, I think, a couple of years ago. He was able to meet him.
There you go.
Him. Yeah.
Bassist Robert DeLeo of Stone Temple Pilot is 45 years old today. Rapper T-Mo of Goody Mob turns 39.
Dang.
I got a weird list.
I was going to say, do you even know what you just said?
Yeah. No, but I think I said it smoothly.
Yes, very well. Yeah.
There you go. Christy Brinkley, the super mom.
Oh, yeah.
Who was married to Billy Joel.
Sure, Uptown Girl.
That's right. And now does workout ads with Navasota Boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. She does the for the workout ads. Yeah, yeah, okay. She's 57 years old. And Shakira, the Columbia-born pop singer, is 34 years old. Michael T. Weiss, who was in The Pretender, is 49 years old. I'm working with just one list, as you can tell, so that's all I got.
There's not much more except Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman.
Ah.
I don't think he even knew his last name. He's 58 today. And then Mr. Data, Brett Spiner from Star Trek, the guy who had the gold skin in the character, 62, is from Houston. And that's it. I mean, your one list pretty well covered it as far as the big birthdays are concerned.
Yeah, and some of the small ones.
Yeah, 621.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we always talked about and lectured by liberals about the issue of civility. And, let's go to some liberal talk show hosts. This one in the state of Wisconsin talking about the lieutenant governor and mocking her, making crude sexual jokes about how she became lieutenant governor, and also mocking her survival of colon cancer.
I'm Rebecca Clayfish. Do you like to move Coupon Cabin to Wisconsin?
What?
And then I got colon cancer and I ran around the state to all people.
And then there's another liberal, Stephanie Miller, saying this about John Boehner.
Boehner is a darker color than the president. I'm just saying. Did anyone else notice?
Yeah. Yes, more peace and love and lectures about civility from liberals on the Sean Hannity Show.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732. That's 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732.
You know, do what you can to make things really easy for your customer. That's one of the probably the hallmark deals that businesses do. Try to make it as easy for your customer as possible to do business with you. And I can remember back in the day that Texas Truck Riggins probably used to be the manliest spot in town. Everything to get your truck spruced up or your SUV from the ranch hand grill guards that they've got in the bumpers and the toolboxes. I got a spray-in bed liner from them. Also got a step bar on the side of my truck for that. Got that at Texas Truck Riggins. And, I mean, it's the truth. They got headache racks. They also have diesel performance chips if you're looking to up what your diesel can do for you. I mean, they had everything that you need for your truck. Well, now Texas Truck Riggins has still got that, but they have added a lovely boutique so that now you can shop for your wife or significant other while you're doing those manly things and getting them added to your truck or your SUV. It is a great place for ladies to shop for themselves as well, in between browsing between purses and shoes and apparel. Can purchase a gift certificate for the man in their life. See, ladies, you can go there and you can buy us a gift certificate. But probably the other deal is the other way around. You can find something for your wife or your girlfriend while you're getting a grill guard or spray-in bed liner. So why not go by and see Texas Truck Riggins and understand why they have been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 8 years straight. Psst. Valentine's Day is coming up. Just a little reminder for you from the folks over at Texas Truck Riggins. They're at 2711 South College Avenue. Stop in and see them.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Ticketmaster has agreed to settle a class action suit that challenged its order processing and UPS delivery fees. The suit says that the fees were nothing but a profit component. Now, we don't know the details of the settlement yet, but eligible consumers could get cash or discounts on future tickets. You know those guys who come around and they want to clean out your air ducts? Well, in Illinois, the attorney general has sued a Chicago duct cleaning company, charging it made misleading statements and it sold homeowners services that they really didn't need. Listen, ladies, there's been a lot of back and forth about mammograms, and the very latest study is out. It says that women should start having yearly mammograms at age 40, and that doing so will reduce breast cancer by 40%. So the theory is the longer you wait to start, the higher the death rate. I'm Stacey Cohen. Learn more at ConsumerAffairs.com.
Based on the steam pouring out of your ears, your man is rather forgetful. Let's listen in.
I blew it, honey. I forgot I offered our house for the big game tonight. Kickoff's in an hour. Everyone's on their way and we've got nothing. Quick, turn off the lights and don't answer the door.
Sounds like the big guy needs a pep talk. Leave the lights on so he can take notes. Specs has over 300 different brands of beer, dozens of meat-laden party trays, sweets, salsas, chips, and even flatware. Yes, it is impressive.
Hello, Angel. Speaking of heaven, I just left Specs where I got everything I'll need for the football party I so thoroughly planned for. I even saved enough to book that Mediterranean cruise you've always wanted.
How wonderfully excessive. Luckily, Specs makes it so easy to relax, you might actually enjoy his company. You're welcome. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
All right, here you go, 626. Here are the numbers, and it's brought to you this morning by area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. Blustery today. We'll have winds at 15 to 20, maybe gusts up to 30 miles an hour, and a high near 31 degrees, what they're telling us. And tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 16 again, and chill values will be anywhere between 0 and 10. And then on Thursday, mostly cloudy, high temperature again near 31, chill factors between 0 and 10, and north winds at 10 to 15, gusts up to 20. Snow is likely, is what they're telling us on Thursday night, about a 60% chance. New snow accumulations of around an inch are possible, so we'll watch that for you, obviously. Then on Friday, 40% chance of some snow during the day. 35 is our high, so we'll get up above freezing and get a little break here. And then Friday night, about 24. Saturday, I'm not going to say it's not like it never happened, but a high temperature of 52, and that'll be much warmer than what we've been dealing with, and then 34 for our low temperature. And gosh darn, on Sunday, we're looking at a high right now of sunny skies of 63 degrees. Want to be out and work on your tan, won't you? Maybe not. Anyway, humidity 65% right now. Winds are from the north at 12. We've got a chill factor of 7 and an air temperature of 18 degrees out there.
New year, new you. Hi, I'm Allison with Brenham National Bank, and I want you to come over and experience a new and exciting way to bank with us. Be sure and ask us about a reward checking account that pays you interest. Our personal bankers know you when you walk through the door. Can you say that about your bank? No matter where you are in the Brazos Valley, we have locations in Brenham, College Station, and Chapel Hill to serve you. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
More and more people would rather text than talk on their cell phones. And the reason why is fascinating. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberenTrial.com. That's AmberenTrial.com. Or call 1-800-385-2230. That's 1-800-385-2230. 1-800-385-2230.
More and more, people would rather text than talk on their cell phones. And when you ask them why...
They say, I'm not in control of the conversation if I call.
Sherry Turkle, author of the book, Alone Together.
A conversation, you know, you have to listen to the other person. You have to hear maybe a story about the bad day they have. A text, you say what you want. You attend to what you want. You don't answer if you don't want to. You're in control. We're finding ways to communicate with each other where we stay in control.
Whether it's talking or texting, we are spending an awful lot of time occupied by our electronic gadgets.
People get 100, 200, 300, 400 emails a day. They become reactive. They lose the time to be creative and to be generative. They just find themselves, for example, reacting to their emails rather than saying, well, you know, what do I think? What are my new ideas? What are my new contributions?
So what do we do if technology is interfering with our lives and relationships? Sherry says we should ask ourselves,
is this serving the purposes of my family? And if the answer is no, you know, tools down. I think that the kitchen and the dining room should be sacred spaces. Those are not the places for texting. Parents should model for their children that you don't need to be in communication all the time.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 18 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 31. And this look at news brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. State authorities have issued the order for rolling brownouts across the state to allow the state's electric grid to keep up with demand. That's why there are power outages now in Bryan and College Station. But this is for all utilities, not just NBCS. Anyone, Mid-South Synergy, Entergy, all of those utilities will now have to continue with these rolling brownouts to allow the grid to keep up with demand. College Station Director of Electric Utilities, David Massey, says there's no indication of how long the order will last.
They really did not at this time. So we're assuming that we're beginning it right now. We're going to continue it as long as we have to. It might be... an hour, it might be several hours. We just don't know at this time.
The order is for all electric utilities across Texas to roll customers off for as long as 30 minutes to allow other substations to come on. The brownouts are needed to keep the grid from failing and causing blackouts across the state. Massey says just because your power goes off once doesn't mean it won't happen again as long as the order exists. Authorities also ask for you to turn off any non-essential electric equipment and even minimize the use of your heater. Doing so will shorten the order for rolling brownouts. But again, that explains the power outages right now in Bryan and College Station. And again, everyone in the WTAW listening area and across Texas will experience rolling brownouts as long as this order is underway. It just came down about 30 minutes ago. College Station Utilities reported 287 customers were without power early yesterday. A spokeswoman says there were pockets of minor outages, but no feeder-related issues. In Bryan, about 850 customers lost electricity when the storm moved through. The hardest-hit area was near Curtin. Also in Bryan, classes will resume today at Navarro Elementary School. That's after school was canceled yesterday after strong winds uprooted a large tree and broke two power poles. You wouldn't willingly park your car in a deep freeze, but that's essentially what's happening to a vehicle parked outside for the next few nights. So when you get going in the morning, do yourself and your car a favor. Let it warm up for at least 10 minutes.
That's given that oil a chance to warm up, and it gets real thick in cold weather, so you want it to thin out some.
AAA's Ron Menton says that gives you time to clear the windshield of any ice accumulation, but don't use warm water. That's just a good way to crack the windshield. College Station City Council is interested in the local school district's idea of selling advertising. Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles wondered during their last meeting about complying with local ordinances. It was something that drew comments from now retired city manager Glenn Brown and Mayor Nancy Berry.
My concern came because I didn't know if there was anything in the UDO precluding that from going forward.
I've actually been intending to double check that with our staff, and I have not done so yet.
Okay. Well, can we ask staff to check on it, and if there isn't a problem with our UDO, ask to discuss it with them, and if there's a problem, then we won't. Does that sound reasonable?
And I just want to say I'm not in opposition to this. I'm just
curious.
Wanted to just speak with them and talk with them about it.
School district spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says up to $4,000 a month could be generated from placing ads on buses. The district would control content, and the ads would be placed only on the exterior of the buses. Local school districts could get a considerable amount of decision-making freedom under a bill filed Tuesday in the Texas Senate. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
One thing that costs local school districts all kinds of money is state mandates, from what to pay teachers right down to the 22-to-1 class size limit. Plano Republican State Senator Florence Shapiro files a bill to get rid of many of those mandates.
It has several provisions in there for mandate relief, but it's a shell bill. It is the beginning of a very important product.
Meaning which mandates the bill gets rid of is up for debate, and there will be lots of that debate as the session moves forward.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A two-vehicle crash in Milam County Tuesday evening has killed a College Station man. State troopers say 71-year-old John Robert Shockley was eastbound on Highway 79 between Milano and Gauz when he inexplicably crossed into oncoming traffic and hit another vehicle driven by a Milano man. Shockley was pronounced dead at the scene. It's not known if the other driver was seriously hurt. A gated townhome community under construction in College Station is the latest victim of copper theft. Police filed 8 reports of electrical wiring being taken from Lake Ridge Townhomes on Jones Butler Road. The loss of property and damage was estimated at $20,000. Among political experts following developments in Egypt is the dean of the Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M. Ambassador Ryan Crocker says restoring order in Egypt is critical. Otherwise, Crocker says it provides a way for pro-Al-Qaeda-like elements to return.
We shouldn't forget that the number two in Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, is an Egyptian, forced out of Egypt when the security forces took on Egyptian Islamic Jihad in the 90s. He would love to come back.
Crocker says the U.S. government cannot have a lead role in Egypt's political process. And another record spring enrollment is expected at Blinn College in Bryan. Provost Ted Raspiller says student numbers are up almost 5% from last spring. The latest increase is across the board, but there are expectations of future growth in health-related programs. Comments made last week by A&M President Bowen Lofton about future enrollment growth coming from transfers came as positive news for Blinn officials.
That's great news for us. And, you know, we've got a model that's known statewide, if not nationally, for our TEAM program, which co-enrolls freshmen that are also qualified to attend A&M in both schools. They complete about a year and a half with Blinn, provided their GPA is strong. They move right into Texas A&M. So we've got a lot of students who aren't in the TEAM program whose intention it is to transfer to Texas A&M, and we know they do they're just as competitive when they get there.
Raspiller says Blinn's Board of Trustees recently announced ending talks about becoming part of the A&M system. Repeating a story that we're working on right now, just developing over the last 30 minutes or so, the Texas Electrical Reliability Council of Texas, I should say, that's the organization that runs the state's power grid, has ordered mandatory brownouts, rolling brownouts, for all state utilities, which means every utility customer in the state of Texas can expect power outages probably 5 to 10 minutes at a time, but it could be as long as 30 minutes, and we don't know how long this order will last. So just because your power goes out once doesn't mean it will go out again. It's all to allow the grid to keep up with increased demand because of the cold weather. WTAW News Time is 6:37, 18 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mia's on Main. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they are 5-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received 5 stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, the Sleep Station, First Victoria Bank, Thrive Home Healthcare, and Subway. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
Hey, it's 6:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. 30 years in business to help your business. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
An unusually cold day shaping up for the region. We'll be looking at a fair amount of sunshine across the area, but we're also going to look at temperatures that are well below normal for this time of year. Highs only 35 to 40. Tonight, partly mostly cloudy with lows of 15 to 20. More clouds for tomorrow. We stay cold. Highs will be near 35. Believe it or not, we may actually see some snow flurries or snow showers tomorrow night, 25 to 30. That's mostly cloudy and around 40 during the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, Billy Lucci's Maroon and White report says that the Aggies have 20 commitments. Three of those are already in school, so they're definitely in. And there's eight others out there who have offers who are still making up their mind this morning. Today is signing day, and we will talk about that. We'll also go back and hear from Coach Mark Turgeon, sort of overall his thoughts of the debacle from Monday night as they get ready to play Baylor Saturday. Got some high school basketball to talk about and more coming up in sports.
We'll talk about it more next hour. I found the story about the fax machine.
Oh, really?
One of the things it mentions here is Phil Knight.
Uh-huh.
Has hung around for years at the football office on signing day at Oregon.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah. He's big Ducks fan. Yeah.
He's rich
uh-huh.
and a Duck fan.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we'll talk about that.
That's
so
right.
Let's talk about something that's really
important. They lost that dadgum game, too. You know, they got to get better.
Let's talk about something that's really important, and that is this grid story right here. Just so, Chase, so folks can understand a little bit, help me out here. We have this thing called the grid, which basically is the way the electric power is handled in the state of Texas. And the idea is part of it gets turned off over here so that the whole thing doesn't fail. My thought is, why are they doing, I mean, they make the announcement right now, but literally there are people in the dark right now. Any thoughts on why they waited or why they're doing it now rather than waiting 2 hours?
They probably didn't have time to wait 2 hours.
Yeah.
This is a matter of, I mean, you have to understand, and I'm not going to pretend to know the intricacies of the electric grid because it would, you know, way beyond my pay grade, but this is a very fragile thing. And if there's not enough power being generated, because they don't generate the same amount of power all the time, and if there's not enough power being generated, but there's an increased demand for power, and they don't have all those substations kicking like they need to, well, as people try to pull all that power, it can cause a crash, and the last thing you want it to happen is an absolute blackout. Because that at that point, I mean, this is the difference between, I mean, I guess, you know, the best comparison I could draw just in layman's terms, and I'm a layman at this as well, but it's kind of like why you change the oil in your car. Ever so often, you've got to give up the use of your car for 30 minutes to keep it from breaking down for several days.
I'm wondering also, you know, computers control so much now. Is the demand computer controlled, for instance? Here we are, we're in a nice semi-bucolic area here, but in big cities, I mean, how long has Dallas been below freezing and considerably colder than that, the Metroplex, and do they have computers that kick on those office building thermostats at 6 o'clock in the morning? Did demand suddenly go up? When it'd be interesting to see tracking the demand as people have to start going into those buildings, and as they get, I guess, ready for their day to go into those buildings, did power usage, in fact, spike beyond just heating and cooling of buildings this morning, and that's the reason that they needed to get on it?
That would be a question for ERCOT as opposed to a local utility. And the thing is, you have to keep in mind as well, I mean, chances are the utilities that service the Dallas area anticipate these types of things. Dallas is in North Texas. You'd be foolish not to. It'd be foolish for a utility that services the panhandle to not anticipate these sorts of things. Entergy and Mid-South places like that don't always have to do such things, and I just use them as two examples, Entergy especially because they're a pretty good-sized utility, because they service a lot of folks in southern Texas. We don't have – this is the coldest I think it's ever been since I've lived here. And this is not a problem that you have in Houston. This is not a problem that you have in Austin. This is not a problem that you have in San Antonio. But by golly, you've got it today. And so you're literally talking about millions more people pulling power off the grid. And again, the last thing you want is for this thing to crash.
Somebody would be more accurate than I, but I want to say maybe 26 or 27 years ago it was colder. I wasn't living here at this time, but I had obviously been in touch with people here, and it was this cold or colder then, but that was a long time ago. And as you say, we have a lot more bodies here in Texas now than we did then. And I guess the thing that probably people need to understand, because we had gotten a call from a lady who said that her lights were out and she was over near Bryan High. And so because it is a grid, because it is all interlocked, the demands from other parts of the state are going to impact us. And I guess let's grab a call here. We'll see what's up. Hey.
Do we have any projections as to how long this is going to last and any idea if the schools are going to make an announcement?
Schools are in, are open as far as we know. I mean, we haven't heard differently. I haven't heard anything differently from either district. You always err on the side of school running according to schedule.
Yeah,
and the other thing is that we're being told 5 to 10 minutes, probably 30 at the longest. I've heard David Massey told us 5 to 10 minutes. I've heard from other sources that it could be as long as 30 minutes, but there you go.
Okay, now, to dig down a little bit more, do we happen to know if it is all, I mean, did they randomly choose this area of Bryan, or is it happening in other areas of Bryan College Station? Or
no, it's happening in other areas of Bryan College Station. It's every utility that's having to go, and I'm sure every utility has a sequence that they follow.
Right. Okay.
And it and just because, and just to use again two examples, not having any, not being privy to any of this, but BTU sequence is probably not the same as College Station utility sequence.
Sure. Yeah. And so that will happen, and as you mentioned, just because it goes off once doesn't mean it won't go off again.
And that's the important thing to remember as well. As by the way, want to take this opportunity, thanks to Bob Wheeler and David Massey. Bob Wheeler from BTU, David Massey from College Station Utilities, both extremely proactive in making sure that we knew about this.
Good.
It was Bob Wheeler that pointed out that you can help by unplugging any unnecessary electrical equipment and even reducing the usage of your heater. Now, again, this is like telling people not to use their AC in July, but here's why we say that. We say that because by doing that now, by going 5-10 minutes without your heater, even when you do have power, what you do is you can pull that, you can kind of allow that power to go back to the grid, and it keeps the grid from failing. Once again, it keeps blackouts from being necessary. And again, the big difference is brownouts are controlled, blackouts aren't.
Yeah, once you stop, getting that thing started again takes a lot of time. And as you say, they're not going to do it any longer than they have to, but they obviously have projection models they have to follow. And
for a lot of folks, you know, at my house, it really stinks because we're on gas. I mean, we've got a gas heater. But the thing is, you got an electric starter. So,
yeah, you do. Well, we're not. We happen to be electric. And believe me, that draws some power. Creating heat with direct current does cause you to use up some power. So turning that thing off in your house might not be a bad deal. Hey.
Yeah, I thought brownouts was when you wasn't getting all the juice that you should, and it was kind of a danger to you, some of your appliances, if they didn't get full 110 power.
I understand. Okay, I know what you're saying there.
I think those are called grayouts.
Yeah, and that's
there's these nebulous terms that people use, and I think it probably means different things to different people.
Yeah.
The term that's being used this morning is called a brownout. That's what they're called. It's not that you're getting only a partial amount of electricity. You're not getting any for anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, maybe as long as 30.
You're right. Yeah, I know what you're saying, and that is that the voltage in the line is not enough to for instance, run your appliances or whatever what they should be, and therefore could damage them. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a section of town going black, then another section of town going black, this one coming back up, and that sort of thing. Okay. Yes. Hello.
What they need to understand is it's not the low voltage that's dangerous. It's when they turn back on the inrush current to everybody simultaneously is what kills appliances and electronics.
I got you. Good. Thank you. Yeah, that's, in fact, that's,
And I've heard that before, and thank you for the caller pointing that out. It's actually a little self-preservation on your part by unplugging different appliances.
In fact, yeah.
We'd have to harken back to the blackout of 05, I believe, is what it was, and back during the fall. And that's what we were having to tell people then, because that one was so massive in terms of the number of people that when the power did come back, that you don't want certain things getting blown up. So.
Yeah, you think you're okay, and then that. Yeah, in fact, I called the house and said, go turn off my computer. Do whatever you need. Don't turn the radio off. You have to listen to us, though. And the other thing that people probably should just be reminded is if you don't have a traditional plug-in phone.
Show Observer says it got to 3 degrees in the early 80s, by the way. So.
Did? Yeah, okay. I didn't know exactly when it was, but I knew that was we've been colder than this in my lifetime, but not too often. Anyhow, so just and be aware that you've still got your cell phone, but also if there's power that doesn't go to your cell tower, then your service may be a little bit slower too, I presume, right? That could be impacted.
Potentially, but
depends on how many
we're jumping outside the lines.
Yeah, how many you're doing that. All right, let me see what else we got going on. Oh, that's about it. It's time for us to move on. We will talk to Bill Flores this morning.
Very good.
Didn't normally do that when Congress is not in session, but I talked to Bill yesterday, and he said he'd be more than happy to chat with us, so we'll do that in a little while. Hello?
I was just going to let you know that the power just came on over at the Rain Tree subdivision.
Okay. How long was it off?
It's been off for about 30 minutes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Appreciate
yeah, my power's back on at my house, and after all, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
He said jokingly.
That's right.
He said jokingly.
The power's on at my house. Tom, yeah. Uh-huh.
That was actually just for Tom, because yeah. That's an inside joke between me
right.
and him.
Yeah.
kind of looking for the bigger picture here.
I was going to say, can we explain who else? No, we better not.
No, we better not.
And I want to say it was about 30 minutes or so. So.
Yeah, okay, let's grab this one. Hello.
Hey, while this is fresh on people's mind, I want to find out what happens when we add a bazillion electric cars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get to walk.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
It'll be bike to work day in 18-degree weather.
Yeah, you think that'll be fun, too. I'm just thinking about our friends over at Candy, because they're at the animal shelters.
They're out saving cats this morning.
They are. Are they inside?
I don't think they were. In fact, I heard them say this morning that the cats are warmer than they are.
You
may have to adopt a couple of DJs before it's over.
That's it. And plus, you know, how many dogs are frozen to fire plugs?
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Protect your car and equipment engines with quality fuels from Producers Cooperative. For every gallon of E10 gasoline and low sulfur diesel fuel from Producers contains a premium additive that fights moisture and improves lubricity. Results mean less downtime and fewer repairs. It's good insurance. Begin your protection today with fuel from Producers. High performance fuels, quality service, outstanding results. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary.
Probably the best way to see the importance of proper feeding of landscape and garden plants is to see an example of improper feeding. If you've ever seen stripes and streaks in a lawn, or if you've ever seen tall, bright green clumps of turf grass where a dog's paused, you've seen the impacts of uneven feedings. You need to use quality fertilizers, and you need to apply them at the right times and in the right ways, the ways we feed plants, right after this important message. We are wrapping up the offer on my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar. We have very few copies of the calendar left. You can still save one-third on the calendar when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription. That's to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The magazine is written by the finest garden writers in Texas specifically for your Texas landscape and garden. And this Texas Gardening Calendar is my 28th annual. It has more than 10,000 words. That's hundreds and hundreds of bullets that tell you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. I write every word of the calendar, and I know you're going to like it. I take the photos. Your satisfaction with this offer is completely guaranteed. It's just $36.95 for the 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar with all the tips of when to do things and your subscription to our magazine. $36.95. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. We're talking about ways that we feed our plants. What type of plant food is best, organic or inorganic? Each has its advantages and drawbacks. Let's get away from the emotional aspects. Let's talk about facts. Organic fertilizers are natural, and they don't burn tender foliage. On the other hand, they're low in actual nutrient content, and they're very slow to break down. Your plants may yellow and stall while they're waiting for their supply of nitrogen and other needed elements. Inorganic fertilizers are more quickly available, soluble, and they usually have much bigger, much higher analyses of content, so they'll give more visible results more quickly. They're also available in a wider assortment of ratios, some with more nitrogen, others with more phosphorus or potassium. However, improperly chosen or applied, inorganic fertilizers can burn tender new growth. Both types of fertilizers can pollute waterways when they're carelessly applied, although inorganics, because they're more quickly soluble, may present a somewhat greater risk. The real fact, however, is that your plants will take all their nutrients into their roots in elemental form. They don't discern whether the source was organic or inorganic, so long as ample nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and trace elements are present, the plants will grow just fine. Now let's talk about how we apply fertilizers. Let's start with drop spreaders. These were the old-fashioned way of putting precise rows of fertilizer side by side across turf. Serious professionals still use them occasionally. However, the chance of missed or duplicated strips is so great that most home gardeners shy away from drop spreaders today. You couldn't get me to use one if I had to. Rotary spreaders for the past several decades have been the most popular means of distributing granular fertilizers. They throw fertilizer in wide swaths. There's considerable overlapping. It's much more difficult to miss areas entirely. You can use wheeled models in turf and low ground covers and handheld types for taller plantings. Larger wheeled models pull behind yard tractors. We have encapsulated timed-release pellets. The best lawn and landscape fertilizers utilize some form of encapsulation for a portion of their nutrients. We also have water-soluble fertilizers. If you need a quick pickup for a star planting or if it's difficult to apply granular products, that's where you use a water-soluble. Some people use foliar feeding. I don't like to do that. It's very temporary. Some people use tree spikes, but I think that they put an overload of nutrients in specific areas. I'm Neil Sperry, what it takes to be a rose grower in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. It is 6:54. This is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. It's sports time. Today is signing day for football and other fall sports. To a lot of Aggie fans who live and die with recruiting, it's the biggest day of the year as young high school and junior college football players make life-changing choices, and choices that fans hope will change scoreboard outcomes in the future. According to Billy Lucci's Maroon and White report online this morning, the Aggies have 20 commitments that they hope to sign today, and another 8 who have offers from A&M and are still considering A&M along with other schools. Now, among the commits are a quarterback, Johnny Manziel, who is already in school, a running back, Will Randolph from Coppers Cove, wide receivers Mike Evans from Galveston Ball, and Chance Nelson from Baytown Sterling. Also, 3 offensive linemen, 3 defensive linemen, 4 linebackers, 4 defensive backs, and also addressing some key needs with a kicker, Taylor Burlett from Exeter Township in Pennsylvania, and a punter, Drew Kasser from Walsh Jesuit in Ohio. Now, you can keep up with the minute-by-minute signings online at AggieAthletics.com starting at 8 this morning. Coach Mike Sherman will address the media and others and talk about the class of 2011 at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The Aggie basketball team still kind of licking their wounds after what happened against the Longhorns on Monday night. Same time getting ready for a visit from the Baylor Bears on Saturday. But it'll be tough to forget the domination Texas showed at Reed Arena in front of a packed crowd and a nationwide TV audience. After Monday's game, Coach Mark Turgeon, he gave plenty of kudos to Texas, not many to his own team, though.
I've been doing this 24 years, and assistant coach and head coach, and I haven't seen many teams as good as Texas playing at the level they're playing at. I thought they were great. I thought they were great for 40 minutes. Now, with that said, you know, we played with panic the first 5 minutes of the game, shot it quick, and then we're giving up layups again at the other end. Our effort wasn't good. I apologize to Texas A&M fans and family. Embarrassed the way we played.
Again, the Aggies will take on the Baylor Bears Saturday at Reed Arena. Then they play 3 out of their next 4 on the road. In college basketball last night in the Big 12, Kansas slammed Texas Tech in Lubbock 88-66. Colorado beat Iowa State 95-69. An upset in the top 10, Ole Miss got a home win over number 10 Kentucky, hit a 3 at the end. High school basketball last night, the Rutter girls stayed undefeated in district with a 61-52 win over Pflugerville-Hendrickson. They're 25-5 for the year. LaMaria Cole scored 18, Marche Emerson scored 17. There's a crosstown showdown in wrestling tonight at Tiger Gym. It starts at 5 between Bryan and Consol. This will also serve as a warm-up for next Saturday's District 25 tournament in Killeen. Portland Trail Blazers handed the San Antonio Spurs just their 8th loss of the year by winning 99-86 last night. LaMarcus Aldridge scored a career-best 40 to go with 11 rebounds. DeJuan Blair had a double-double for the Spurs in the losing effort. Kobe Bryant scored 32, and the Lakers beat the Houston Rockets 114-106 in overtime last night. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 658 for Atkinson Toyota. More next hour. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Chuck Morrow. At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we claim to be the best flooring dealer in the Brazos Valley. So what is it that allows us to make this claim?
And I'm Scott Razor. At Carpet Outlet, we have more ready-to-go inventory in our warehouse than any other dealer in the county. That means you can buy today and we can install it tomorrow.
We are the largest Shaw dealer between Dallas and Houston.
And in some cases, this allows us to sell their products for less than our competitors can even buy them for.
At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we don't just claim to be the best, we prove it every day.
Having a swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for the whole family. And adding a swimming pool to your backyard is an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 26 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool that's within your budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Call the Pool Guy today at 575-6200.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A lot of Americans need a shovel. Some need a chisel for all the ice. Much of the country digging out from a storm that's made a mess of the roads. Flying a nightmare, especially in the Midwest. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Dave, snow and high winds have caused whiteout conditions in many areas, closing roads and stranding drivers. Mike Chrisman with the Illinois National Guard says,
I mean, the biggest advice, just stay off the roads. If you don't have to be there, don't go anywhere.
For the first time in history, Missouri shut down I-70 between St. Louis and Kansas City. Weather scrapped today's edition of the Tulsa World newspaper in Oklahoma. A snow day for Chicago public school students. That hasn't happened in 12 years. The storm is giving the Northeast headaches this morning. Dave?
Jennifer, we can all rest easy. A groundhog is predicting
an early spring it will be!
Because Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow this morning. Egypt's army telling protesters the call for change has been heard, so it wants the demonstrations to stop. But instead, it's getting ugly again between anti- and pro-government supporters. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley seeing it all live in Cairo.
Dave, dozens and dozens of protesters have ridden in on camel and horseback. It's unclear whether they're going to try to start a stampede while clashes are now erupting in the heart of Tahrir Square. Rocks and sticks are being thrown. Reports that the pro-Mubarak demonstrators are there to intimidate. They have used hired thugs to harass and beat up protesters. A cameraman I just spoke with said he felt so threatened he put his camera away, and one person helped him escape from an angry crowd. An Egyptian journalist saying this has been a tactic of President Mubarak's in the past against demonstrators and during elections. Dave, I'm also seeing many people running out of the square as we speak.
Now, Courtney, the House has already done the health care reform repeal today. Republicans try it at the Senate, but they're in the minority. They try to tack repeal onto a different bill. Democrats are expected to vote that effort down. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how The Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732. That's 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Simons with Texas A&M Health Science Center and Joe Brown with The Med. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on WTAW.
Bibles for America is offering absolutely free a unique study Bible called the New Testament Recovery Version. The New Testament Recovery Version has over 9,000 footnotes that explain what the Bible says verse by verse, helping you to know God and to know the meaning of life. Order your free copy today from Bibles for America. Call us toll-free at 800-919-6402 or visit us online at bfa.org. This translation is highly accurate and it comes with over 13,000 cross-references, plus charts and maps and an outline for every book of the Bible. This is truly a Bible you can understand. To get your free copy of the New Testament Recovery Version, call us toll-free, 800-919-6402. That's 800-919-6402. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
Do you feel like your marriage just isn't what it used to be? Do you want to transform your tired marriage into one filled with love and respect? Here's help for you. The Sacred Marriage Conference on Friday, February 11th and Saturday, February 12th at Central Baptist Church. Hear best-selling author and international speaker Gary Thomas. To register, call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org. Learn how to build a better marriage at the Sacred Marriage Conference on February 11th and 12th. Call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org.
If it's time to remodel your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. Since 1979, Rebath has been manufacturing quality bathroom products. Our shower bases, tubs, and wall surrounds are made from DuraBath SSP, a solid surface polymer that is non-porous and very easy to clean. Rebath has over 60 different pattern and color combinations to choose from and comes with a lifetime warranty. We're located now in Bryan College Station. For quality and value for your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. That's 979-260-8000. For safety in the bathroom, convert your tub into a new walk-in shower with grab bars and a seat. Call today, 979-260-8000. Upgrade the look, style, and design with Rebath. For a free estimate, call 979-260-8000. Let Rebath make a difference in your home with quality bathroom remodeling.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 18 degrees right now at the studios. The news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. State authorities have issued the order for rolling brownouts across the state to allow the state's electric grid to keep up with demand. College Station Director of Electric Utilities, David Massey, says there's no indication of how long the order will last.
They really did not at this time. So we're assuming that we're beginning it right now. We're going to continue it as long as we have to. It might be an hour. It might be several hours. We just don't know at this time.
The order is for all electric utilities across Texas to roll customers off for as long as 30 minutes to allow other substations to come online. The brownouts are needed to keep the grid from failing and causing blackouts across the state. Massey says just because your power goes off once doesn't mean it won't happen again as long as the order exists. Authorities are also asking for you to turn off any non-essential electric equipment and even minimize the use of your heater. Doing so will shorten the order for rolling brownouts. Question has come up from a caller, a couple of callers at least, as to why this was not more publicized, and the fact is that local utilities had about as much time to react as customers did. At least by all indications, this came down at 6 o'clock this morning from the state with little or no indication from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. Classes will resume today at Navarro Elementary School in Bryan after they were canceled yesterday because of no power there. Strong winds uprooted giant trees that fell and broke two power poles. A repair crew spent most of the day replacing those poles. About 850 BTU customers lost power when the storm came through. The hardest hit area was near Curtin. College Station Utilities reported 287 customers without power on Tuesday. There were pockets of minor outages, but no feeder-related issues. If the cold weather is making you hate life, imagine how your car feels with sub-freezing temperatures in the forecast for the next few nights. A vehicle parked outside is basically stored in a deep freeze. And AAA's Ron Minton says keep that in mind when you get going in the morning.
Make sure that you're not pressing the gas pedal. Let it go ahead, start, and idle. And ideally, you know, let it warm up to the point that you're starting to see some movement on the temperature gauge.
While your car warms up, that's a good time to take a scraper to the windshield if it's needed. The decision by College Station School Board to pursue new revenue from selling advertising has received the attention of the City Council. Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles at their last meeting wondered if advertising signs on CSISD buses violates city ordinances.
I would just love to have some dialogue, not that I'm in opposition to what the school board has done and their creativity to find revenue streams for advertising on school buses, but I think I don't know if this would be the appropriate time to speak with them about it or discuss it, but would it be appropriate for us to discuss, because they have, I guess they're moving forward and doing that.
The CSISD Board of Trustees is preparing a request for proposals from businesses interested in selling advertising on school buses, the district's website, and potentially athletic stadiums. A district spokesman says up to $4,000 a month could be generated from bus advertising. The district would control content, and the ads will be placed only on the bus exterior. A College Station man is dead after a two-vehicle collision Tuesday in Milam County. Authorities say 71-year-old John Robert Shockley was eastbound on Highway 79 between Milano and Gauze when he crossed into westbound traffic and hit another vehicle on the side. Shockley was killed in the accident. The other driver was a Milano man. The extent of his injuries is not known, nor is it known why Shockley crossed into oncoming traffic. A construction site of upscale college townhomes in College Station has been hit by some upscale thieves. Police filed 8 reports of electrical wiring missing from Lake Ridge Townhomes on Jones Butler Road. Damage and property loss at the gated community was estimated at $20,000. The dean of the Bush School of Government at Texas A&M is keeping tabs on developments in Egypt. Ambassador Ryan Crocker says Egyptians are more nationalist and secular in politics, much like Americans.
The majority of Egyptians don't really carry religion into politics in great numbers. Even when Islamist parties like the Muslim Brothers could run, they did not poll very well.
Crocker says the U.S. government can encourage but not lead in Egypt's political process. Last week we heard about more record enrollment at Texas A&M for the spring. The same is happening at Blinn College's Bryan campus. There's an increase of about 4.7% over last spring. And while Blinn and A&M have a close relationship, Blinn Provost Ted Raspiller says there won't be a marriage.
I gotta believe that organizational leaders have big ideas and discussions of that nature all the time. And what I can say is, as of our January 18th board meeting, our chair made clear that discussions of Blinn College joining the Texas A&M system are not going forward. However, that doesn't mean we don't continue to discuss and strategize with A&M, particularly A&M College Station campus, how we can enhance and expand partnerships both for our students and for our communities.
Blinn officials are finalizing plans to hire a consultant who will collect recommendations for handling future student growth in Brazos County. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 18 degrees right now, and the news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
An unusually cold day shaping up for the region. We'll be looking at a fair amount of sunshine across the area, but we're also going to look at temperatures that are well below normal for this time of year. Highs only 35 to 40. Tonight, partly mostly cloudy with lows of 15 and the 20. More clouds for tomorrow. We stay cold. Highs will be near 35. Believe it or not, we may actually see some snow flurries or snow showers tomorrow night, 25 to 30. That's mostly cloudy and around 40 during the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
It's signing day, big day for college football programs for all fall sports, not only football, but Coach G. Guerrieri hoping to sign some soccer players today also. We will talk about that. We'll talk about some basketball, big upset in college basketball last night in the top 10. That and more coming up in sports.
Had a guy call me to wanted to know if there was school in Caldwell this morning. I said, well,
yeah, there's a big old school there. It's got front steps and everything.
Actually, they have all their schools pretty much are right there together in Caldwell. You can see it on the left as you're coming in.
Yeah, they do.
He said, you know, they don't have any power. I said, well, see, in part in that area, part of it is BTU and part of it is Bluebonnet. And and this gentleman called and said,
you're talking about Caldwell?
Yeah.
Caldwell's Entergy.
Oh, is it Entergy?
Yeah, remember, during
that's
Ike?
That's who it was. And I said, no, they're rolling.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, that's right.
yeah, that
would have required you to have been here.
That's right. He doesn't remember during Ike.
I wasn't here.
Ike still thinks he was an old president.
I wasn't here.
Yeah. Just God
bless. Anyway. And I explained to him that there were rolling brownouts, and he said, oh, geez, we got 15 radios in the house and no batteries. I had to come out to the truck and freeze just to find this out. So, yeah. Go ahead and get batteries for your radio next time. Hello.
Yeah, I'll talk more about the setups because I got to get ready and my house is down and everything.
How long you been out?
I've been out of over a half an hour.
Oh, well, it should be rolling back in pretty soon, we hope. The other thing is, of course, you can pick us up on your wireless. If you've downloaded RadioAgland.com, you can pick us up on your phone. Hi.
Hey, do these brownouts, these rolling brownouts affect traffic lights? Because the light at University and Boonville is out.
Okay.
Out completely?
Yes, completely.
Oh, okay.
Not even flashing, nothing. It's just
It's
out.
Just dark. Okay,
most of those have battery backups, I thought, or have backup systems. So, you know, hopefully that's an exception to the rule.
Yeah, it's a
treat it like a four-way stop.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's a deal where, you know, we're not used to this kind of stuff. It's different for us. So we'll muddle through, we hope.
Just take your time. Better to be late than not get there at all.
That's
but
right.
But there are absolutely no reports of any cancellations whatsoever.
No. Everything seems to be open if based on what we've gotten. If you look at your radar map yesterday, there was a whole bunch of, I mean, did you see that? Pinks and yellows and greens and whites and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying this storm is 2,300 miles long. The Rockies to New England. Nine states in the Midwest are in the midst of blizzard conditions this morning. They're digging out or thawing out in the Northeast.
Supposedly they're like slipping and sliding in New York City, you know, this morning. It's like that, too. So.
Good. Teach them.
Yeah.
8,500 flights canceled yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Over one quarter of all air travel into or from U.S. America.
Yeah. I saw Green Bay fans that were shivering in Fort Worth. You know, you think they, if anybody's used to it,
this
they
Super
are.
Bowl sucks.
Now they closed DFW yesterday.
Yeah,
for a
few hours. Yeah, yeah. All the American flights from here up there were canceled yesterday.
American
Eagle, I should say.
I know it's not y'all the weather forecasting place, but the Weather Channel I see for Friday ups their snow chances for here to 70%.
Okay, thanks. You
really?
Know. Snow is an annoyance for us. It really is. I mean, I know it's pretty and all that kind of stuff, but...
Well, better snow than ice.
I would agree. We can drive through snow. And again, let's just keep thinking about Sunday. 61 on Sunday, okay? Let's just keep thinking about that.
What's Saturday supposed to be?
Saturday's about 52. 50, yeah. And but we've got sunshine, which will help a great deal. And yesterday, you know, we got some sunshine later in the day.
You know, yesterday I didn't think it was... that bad. Of course, you didn't stay out there that long, but I didn't think it was the biting cold.
What? We have inside jobs.
Well, no, I mean even outside. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like you walk outside, it just
knocks
you down in the face.
I stood outside for 5 minutes waiting on a kid to get out of elementary school, and I was hating life.
Yeah. It was pretty nasty yesterday, I thought.
Because the wind pretty much cut right into me.
Yeah. Well, 5 minutes is too long.
Okay, but 5 o'clock was okay. You know, we had some sunshine out there, and that was all right. But anyway, we'll see what happens. All right, so as you mentioned, of course, big day. Tomorrow is the beginning of the Chinese New Year, and so football coaches all over America.
And that's why all the college football fans are
exactly
all excited.
So anyway, story from the Wall Street Journal this morning.
By the way, real quick, Show Observer reports being off now for a second time.
And that was one of the other things. Yeah, we do need to remind you.
Lucky you.
Just because it's gone off once doesn't mean it won't go off a second time. Hello.
Hey, I usually enjoy listening to Tom more than the other two up there.
Thank you.
Come on. Outside yesterday, really?
Yeah, thank you.
More than the other two?
More than the other
we have names, sir.
Because after all, that's right. That's Jay Sokol in there. And
Brad Wheelis.
And
please.
Not Brad Wheelis. Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, Mary Mike will be along in a while.
That's right.
Right? That's right. Well, thank you for the backhanded compliment. I really appreciate that.
But, yeah.
Yes, and I was wrong. I'll be the first to say it was horrible yesterday.
One of the things, though, is, again, just because your power has been off once does not mean that it will not go off again. And this is one of those greater good things, okay? Either that or go get you a Honda generator, all right? So, greater good.
Or just a Honda, yeah, right? And get out of here.
Go sit in that, all right. Now, let's talk about our radio station because we have two situations. We could have a power outage at our transmitter site, or we could have a power outage at our studio as part of the rolling blackout. If that's the case, obviously from the studio, we wouldn't be able to continue to broadcast. If it is at the transmitter site, we can still be broadcasting on the Internet. We just may choose not to. Well, don't know. may do that.
That's
we may
right.
not.
We may go home. You know.
Well, if that happens, and we'll all get together, we'll have a little meeting here in the room and see what we can come up with.
They may plant Tom out in the parking lot, see how he likes.
Yeah. How's it out there now, big boy?
Because you think it was so beautiful
so
yesterday.
So balmy.
Yeah,
you having a picnic?
Yeah. Oh, there.
Need some tater salad?
Yeah. So anyway, this is signing day for football players and other athletes as South Carolina's recruiting coordinator said, I've never seen a bunch of grown men so worried about a fax machine.
Yeah.
As mentioned, Phil Knight, who is the co-founder of Nike, for years has hung out at the University of Oregon football office waiting for official word on the newest flock of ducks.
We gotta, you know, there's a term for people like that. I just probably shouldn't say it on the radio.
Nah.
So.
And look, if you're not a sports fan, hang with us. This is kind of a neat story because it's not written from the sports perspective. It's more just what this is all about. On Wednesday, today, Alabama and Washington will have cameras. They do have them set up so that fans can watch the faxes come in via the Internet. A couple of years ago at the University of Miami, a fax technician didn't show up until the morning of signing day, and sure enough, the machine broke down after the first couple of letters, causing the staff to scramble to get recruits to send their letters elsewhere. It used to be the schools would send their coaches to recruits' homes to be there in person. The famous story in the early 80s, Alvin Ross, running back, then Oklahoma coach Barry Switzer, went one step further, slept on his couch. He said, I kept the phone off the hook overnight. Yeah, the National Collegiate Athletic Association eventually barred coaches from leaving campus to sign recruits. Generally, players fax from the fax machines at their high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're a little bit tardy. The all-time fax fiasco was Durrell Price. Durrell was a running back from Los Angeles, was expected to sign with Ohio State in 1996.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Price faxed the Buckeyes his letter from a nearby drugstore. And as soon as the employee faxed it, Mr. Price thought, oh my gosh, a month from now I'm going to be 3,000 miles from home. I wish I hadn't done that.
Once again, when your livelihood and existence depend on the certainty of an 18-year-old kid.
Yep. He said, but, you know, I thought the facts had gone through. Only, you know what? It hadn't.
Oh.
Ohio State left a message at his home saying that they had received only part of the letter. The next day, he signed with UCLA.
You know what's really funny? Both of those two players that you mentioned, it's kind of a microcosm of National Signing Day. Never heard from them again.
That's right.
That's what can happen on days like today.
Football coaches don't always appreciate the flotsam of other activities that sometimes occur on fax machines on signing day. At the University of Central Florida, a resume from a person looking for an entry-level coaching job arrived the first thing the morning of signing day a few years ago.
Oh, your timing stinks, young
UFC
man.
UFC football director of operations wasn't sure whether this guy was, quote, just a total idiot for his lack of awareness, or figured that was a great time to do it because he had a captive audience.
Probably the second one. Yeah.
Probably so.
Guess what? He didn't get the job.
No. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, he's coaching junior high track in Iowa.
That's it. So.
That's right. His letter jammed the fax machine when it came through.
So, yeah, they'll always remember not to hire him. So there you go.
which is even funnier because then you look and you get the offer for prescription drugs in Canada. That's the first one that comes through.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Wow. And my mortgage rate is what?
Yeah.
All right, 722. The Transportation and Safety Administration, we know them, right? TSA?
Security. But
that's
go ahead.
Testing a new, more modest body scanning system They're going to try it at McCarran International in Las Vegas. So what, does it have like, if you're a guy, it has one big hand someplace, and if it's a woman, it has three big hands?
Fig leaves.
Yeah, yeah. No, just yeah, there's just a giant, like, cartoon character hands.
Yes.
Be right there to cover that up.
Mickey Mouse gloves.
See how that works out for you. Okay, attention. If you're a vegetarian, most women think you're a wimp.
Duh.
Okay, London's Daily Mail, country full of wimps, reports that Canadian researchers, oh, another country full of wimps, well, not really, gave hundreds of young men and women descriptions of fictional students, varying according to their diet, and asked them to rate the aspects of their personalities. And the bottom line was the vegetarian characters were seen as being more virtuous, but they also were seen as being less masculine. So get you a chunk of meat and go meet your woman. There you are. The NT...
Sounds like if you're a vegetarian and you're sensitive, that's a one-way ticket to the friend zone right there, my friend. Enjoy your stay. You'll be there forever.
There you are. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Kelly McGillis. Remember her?
Oh, from Top Gun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that yesterday.
She's not anymore.
No,
I know, but...
But
he told me to remember Top Gun.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I said remember Kelly McGillis.
Oh, okay.
And you remembered Top Gun.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, anyway, her new movie is called Steakland, where she plays...
S-T-E-A-K?
S-T-A-K-E.
Oh, is this vampire?
Yes. She
plays a ribeye?
She plays a vampire-killing nun.
Well, I'll remember Top Gun, thank you.
Is this one going straight to sci-fi?
No, she says, as a matter of fact, she went to the movie but walked out 10 minutes in, and so she's telling people not to go see it.
Then why did you make it?
She walked in out of her own movie.
Yeah, she needed the money.
I guess so. I guess the check didn't bounce.
Probably where we are. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that Top Gun money is spent, right?
Yeah,
long time ago.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Those TNT royalties only cover so much.
Somehow, this is fitting. In Tampa, Florida, an unidentified woman crashed her car into her insurance agent's office.
Little irony there. Poor decision-making.
Third time in 10 years that a car has struck the building, but it's the first time the building was hit by a car that the company actually insures.
So did they come out and just take the pictures right there?
Yeah, really.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
You know, suddenly we've talked about how they make things easy, and what they've made is telephone service just as easy. I've had the telephone service from Suddenlink for about 3 years now, and I love it because there's never a problem with it. It's one of those things where you only notice it if there's a problem with it, and there isn't any. There's always a dial tone, and there's always the ability for me to call whoever I want, whenever I want, talk for as long as I want. And I know the bill's always going to be the same. Never have to worry about how long I'm talking or what time of day I've called them. Local long-distance calls always free with Suddenlink. It just all comes one bill each month. And the 6 most popular calling features, plus you get the same phone number. You don't have to change the phone number. If somebody tells you you do, it's not true. You don't. There's no contract required, no termination fee. So if for some reason you're not happy with it, and I can't imagine that, all you got to do is call them and say, I want to go in another direction, and their customer service will say, fine, thank you, hope you come back. Don't forget to ask about their North American calling plan, too, only $25 extra a month for 500 minutes per month to Mexico and Canada. If you have friends or family there, they've got that. Get Suddenlink high-speed internet as low as $22 a month. The advanced digital TV with the video on demand and the DVR for $26 a month. All that when you bundle. When you bundle, that means you just get one bill in the mail, and we can all do with less bills. So call Suddenlink, won't you? 1-800-915-1866. Ask about the phone service, the high-speed internet, the advanced digital TV, and getting it all with just one bill a month.
727, good morning. Time for the weather is brought to you by United Roofing. Whether it's tile roof or a metal roof, any kind of roof, they're your experts. Call them at 268-ROOF. That's UnitedRoofingPros.com. All right, 31 for a high today, kind of blustery with winds as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, low temperature about 16 once again, and we'll have wind chills at 0 to 10. Then for Thursday, look for a high temperature of 31, low is 23, and we have a 60% chance of some snow likely on Thursday night. It's 40% on Friday with a high of 35, get up above freezing. Then 24 is our low on Friday night. Weekend looks pretty good. Sunny and 52 on Saturday, and Sunday will be in the lower 60s. Right now, we have winds from the north at 14. Chill factor is 6, and we have mostly cloudy skies out there, and it's 18 degrees.
The best full-size deals in the market are only at Sterling Auto Group. Lease the 2011 GMC Sierra 1500 four-wheel drive extended cab for $279 a month, or save up to $9,000 off. Or lease the 2011 GMC Acadia SL for only $319 a month, or save up to $4,000 off. Sterling, on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You know, folks, it's no small matter when 26 of the 50 states join together to oppose a law imposed upon them by the federal government. It's also no small matter when those states are joined by the National Federation of Independent Business, America's most influential lobby for small businesses, to oppose the federal government imposing a law that harms their sector. Now, the law, of course, is Obamacare, and U.S. District Judge Roger Vinson ruled that it is unconstitutional by forcing Americans to purchase health insurance or face punishment. The bottom line is the court agreed with outraged citizens from every state who understand that Barack Obama, Dingy Harry, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrat Party do not have the authority or the power to force their will on us as if we're helpless subjects and they are third world dictators. Now, in a delicious bit of irony, the judge used Obama's own words against him. In a footnote at the end of his ruling, Judge Vinson wrote, in 2008, then-Senator Obama supported a health care reform proposal that did not include a mandate because he was at that time strongly opposed to the idea, stating that if a mandate was the solution, we can try that to solve homelessness by mandating everybody buy a house. Well, the battle won't be over until the question of the constitutionality of Obamacare is eventually decided by the Supreme Court. But at least on one day in America, freedom rang loud and clear.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior. But for some reason, you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732. That's 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
Has your employment status changed? AMCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss AMCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact AMCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:32, 18 degrees right now at the studios, 31 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. The need for heat is causing problems. State authorities have issued the order for rolling brownouts across the state to allow the state's electric grid to keep up with demand. College Station Director of Electric Utilities David Massey says there's no indication of how long the order will last.
They really did not at this time. So we're assuming that we're beginning it right now. We're going to continue it as long as we have to. It might be an hour. It might be several hours. We just don't know at this time.
The order is for all electric utilities across Texas to roll customers off for as long as 30 minutes to allow other substations to come on. Could be as long as 45. The brownouts are needed to keep the grid from failing and causing blackouts across the state. Massey says just because your power goes off once doesn't mean it won't happen again as long as the order exists. Authorities are also asking for you to turn off any non-essential electric equipment and unplug it, and even minimize the use of your heater when you do have power. Doing so will shorten the order for rolling blackouts. College Station Utilities had 287 customers without power on Tuesday. There were pockets of minor outages, but no feeder-related issues. In Bryan, BTU says about 850 customers lost electricity on Tuesday when the winter storm moved through. The hardest-hit area was near Curtin. Classes will resume today at Navarro Elementary School in Bryan. That's after school was canceled yesterday when strong winds uprooted a large tree and broke two power poles. The big question, of course, times like this, do we have school? Yes, you do. You have school, you have work, no cancellations of anything at this point because there is no ice on the ground. You wouldn't willingly park your car in a deep freeze, but that's essentially what's happening to a vehicle parked outside for the next few nights. So when you get going in the morning, do yourself and your car a favor and let it warm up for at least 10 minutes.
That's giving that oil a chance to warm up, and it gets real thick in cold weather, so you want it to thin out some.
AAA's Ron Menton says that gives you time to clear the windshield of any ice accumulation, but don't use warm water. That's just a good way to crack the windshield. College Station City Council is interested in the local school district's idea of selling advertising. Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles wondered during their last meeting about complying with local ordinances. It was something that drew comments from now-retired City Manager Glenn Brown and Mayor Nancy Berry.
My concern came because I didn't know if there was anything in the UDO precluding that from going forward.
I've actually been intending to double-check that with our staff, and I have not done
so
yet.
Okay. Well, can we ask staff to check on it, and if there isn't a problem with our UDO, ask to discuss it with them, and if there's a problem, then we won't? Does that sound reasonable?
And I just want to say I'm not in opposition to this. I'm just
curious.
Wanted to just speak with them and talk with them about it.
College Station School District says up to $4,000 a month could be generated from placing ads on buses. The district would control content, and the ads would be placed only on the exterior of the buses. A two-vehicle crash in Milam County Tuesday evening has killed a College Station man. State troopers say 71-year-old John Robert Shockley was eastbound on Highway 79 between Milano and Gauze when he inexplicably crossed into oncoming traffic and hit another vehicle driven by a Milano man. Shockley was pronounced dead at the scene. It's not known if the other driver was seriously hurt. A gated townhome community under construction in College Station is the latest victim of a copper theft. Police filed 8 reports of electrical wiring being taken from Lake Ridge Townhomes on Jones Butler Road. The loss of property and damage was estimated at $20,000. Among political experts following developments in Egypt is the dean of the Bush School of Government at A&M. Ambassador Ryan Crocker says restoring order in Egypt is critical. Otherwise, Crocker says it provides a way for pro-Al-Qaeda-like elements to return.
We shouldn't forget that the number 2 in Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, is an Egyptian, forced out of Egypt when the security forces took on Egyptian Islamic Jihad in the 90s. He would love to come back.
Crocker says the U.S. government cannot have a lead role in Egypt's political process. And another record spring enrollment is expected at Blinn College in Bryan. Provost Ted Raspiller says student numbers are up almost 5% from last spring. The latest increase is across the board, but there are expectations of future growth in health-related programs. Comments made last week by A&M President Bowen Lofton about future growth coming from transfers came as positive news for Blinn officials, so says Raspiller.
That's great news for us. And, you know, we've got a model that's known statewide, if not nationally, for our TEAM program, which co-enrolls freshmen that are also qualified to attend A&M in both schools. They complete about a year and a half with Blinn, provided their GPA is strong. They move right into Texas A&M. So we've got a lot of students who aren't in the TEAM program whose intention it is to transfer to Texas A&M, and we know they do just they're just as competitive when they get there.
Grassmiller says Blinn's Board of Trustees recently announced ending talks about becoming part of the A&M system. WTAW News Time is 7:37, 18 degrees right now. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the old saying goes, a tax man cometh, and I will reduce your property tax burden or you'll owe me nothing. Hi, I'm Brian Steven, owner of Paramount Property Analyst and licensed property tax consultant in Texas. With my 25 years experience in real estate appraisal, I'll provide you with the best consulting services today. If you're an investor, developer, or homeowner, I can save you money on your property taxes. I work on a contingency fee and have saved my clients hundreds of thousands of dollars. Save money. Call Property Tax Consultants today at 979-485-8537. That's 979-485-8537.
All right, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Arctic air continues to plunge southward from Texas all the way northward into southern Canada. Temperatures are below normal. We're going to stay below normal through the end of the work week. Some sunshine. We're about 35 to 40. Clouds tonight, lows 15 to 20. Clouds for tomorrow, a high of 35. Clouds are in the forecast Thursday night with a chance of light snow. It's 25 to 30. Friday, mostly cloudy. High temperatures on Friday, close to 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we'll hear more from Mark Turgeon after the loss to Texas, getting ready for Baylor. We'll also talk about signing day here in about 20 minutes or so. The faxes will start rolling in if they haven't already. We got that and more coming up in sports.
There go. Caller just a minute ago let us know that Texas Avenue, portion of Texas Avenue, like from Rosemary up to Villa Maria, those lights are out right now. So part of the rolling brownout, and so kind of be aware of that. And again, unusual circumstances, and that's just the way it is right now. Hey, Bill Flores joins us this morning. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good morning.
Thanks. First of all, I appreciate you calling us while the House is not in session and you're out in the district. And so you'll be off to the other parts of the district. Yeah, I know you've done some things here in Bryan College Station. You're going to be off in the other parts of the district during this timeout?
Yes, Scott. Today I'm up in Waco, and then I have other events planned on Thursday and Friday as well.
One of the first things I guess talk about is the Florida court ruling that goes along with the Virginia ruling having to do with Obamacare possibly being unconstitutional. Your thoughts there?
Well, I thought the judge made the right decision, and it was also interesting when you parse through his decision, he came to the correct conclusion that not only was the individual mandate unconstitutional, but because of the fact that the individual mandate was an essential part of the law and that it was not severable from the legislation as a whole, he declared the entire law void. And that's the proper decision that should be made. Now, what I'm hoping is if for some reason we can't get repealed through the Senate and through the White House, that we can get this in front of the Supreme Court as quickly as possible so that we can finish up the repeal of this law through the courts.
And we heard yesterday, kind of surprising to me, that this, in fact, may come up for a vote in the Senate.
Yes, that surprised me. You remember Harry Reid said that he would not allow this to come to the floor, and all of a sudden, McConnell says he's found a way to get it onto the floor, and we've got a vote that's going to happen just any time now.
A couple of things that I noticed yesterday. First, Daniel Inouye over on the Senate side has said that he's not going to allow any earmarks from any bills for the next 2 years out of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Now, I know that there's been some thought about if you take away earmarks completely, that empowers the executive branch too much. What's your thought there?
Well, I don't know that. First of all, I'm happy that Inouye came to the conclusion that we need to stop earmarks on the Senate side. As you're aware, we're not doing it on the House.
Right.
We can set the budget in such a way, and we can set appropriations in such a way where you reduce the discretion of the administration to be able to direct to arbitrarily direct funds a direction that the in a manner that Congress doesn't want it to go. So just because earmarks are gone doesn't mean that Congress is not going to have any say over how money's spent. It's just going to be done in a fashion where we're focusing on critical projects, and that the appropriation has transparency.
Well, and I dare say that a call from a member of Congress to any authority within the Washington framework, any organization, I'm sure it's going to get attention. If you have a request or some information that you want to get about some system in Washington, they return your phone calls, don't they?
They return our phone calls. Now, how deep the influence goes, I don't know yet. I haven't been there long enough to know if you're ignored or if people pay attention to you. But time will tell.
Bill Floor is joining us this morning from out in the district while Congress is not, the House is not in session. House Republicans are trying to put together a floor debate plan, it seems, that's going to possibly give you an opportunity to get some of the cuts, but maybe some of those cuts won't be as deep. What are you hearing about the plan that the leadership is wanting to put together for the fiscal budget?
Well, there seem to be two different trains of thought that are underway right now. On one hand, in the Pledge to America, the Republican leadership promised that it would roll spending back to fiscal 2008 levels. Well, the media has seized on the fact that because we've only got a partial year left on this fiscal year, that if you can't do that, or let me rephrase that, if you do it, you're only cutting about $55 to $60 billion from our discretionary expenditures. And some conservative Republicans are saying, no, we need to stick with a $100 billion cut number. I think we're kind of arguing over how many people, how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, because the pledge was we're going to roll back to fiscal 2008 levels, and if that's $60 billion or $100 billion, I don't really care about getting in the weeds that deeply, because what I can tell you is neither number is high enough. We need to be looking at cuts that are much deeper than that, because we've got a deficit this year of about $1.3 trillion. Next year's deficit is going to be $1.5 trillion. And so whether it's $60 billion or $100 billion in cuts, neither number is adequate. So we've got to be much more aggressive in looking at those.
Bill Floor is joining us this morning. Now, the continuing resolution vote has to happen sometime early in March. And, of course, we're only 5 months into fiscal year 11, but still that's what you're talking about. You've still got to get that continuing resolution passed. You see that happening.
Right. We've got three big votes coming up. The continuing resolution, because the current resolution of funding government runs out March the 4th. Then we have a budget resolution that will be considered by Congress for fiscal 12. And then the debt ceiling increase vote will come up somewhere in the, I'm guessing at this point, the April-May time frame.
Now, we heard last week for the first time, once again, that it's not off the table that the government might get shut down again. And this is something that we haven't heard talked about since Newt Gingrich was the speaker. As member of the majority party in the House, would you be in favor of the government shutting down this continuing resolution not getting passed?
Well, you'd never want the government to shut down if you can avoid it. If you look at the way the leadership is structured in Washington today, you've got one party that controls half of the legislative branch, and it controls all of the executive branch, and then you've got the Republicans that control half of the legislative branch. It seems to me like that you pretty well are forced to go to the least common denominator, the ones. In other words, you can't force the Republicans in the House to want to spend more than what the American people have told us is an appropriate number. So if we say we want to spend X, it's going to be hard for me to see how the Senate or the President are going to get you to spend more than X. And if they elect to fight and a continuing resolution doesn't get passed and non-essential government services get shut down, well, that's the decision that they make. You know, our goal would be to keep the government open, but to have it cost a lot less than what it costs today.
Have you yet, or do you expect to talk to state leaders as far as what the state is looking to Washington? Because obviously there's a budget crisis in Austin as well.
To the best of my knowledge, there have been no state leaders come to Washington asking for money, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to be in the know on all those conversations. I expect that some of them will come to Washington looking for money. I would not expect that those efforts would be successful. The states have their issues that they have to deal with, and unfortunately, the fiscal issues at the federal level have a lot more zeros behind them than the ones at the states. And so I think we've got to each get our individual houses in order. And so if I were in a governor's shoes, or let me rephrase it, I would recommend that governors not come to us or legislators come to federal government asking for a bailout.
All right, same question then regarding Texas A&M.
Well, Texas A&M, if you look at the issues, the reason Texas A&M is having a funding problem is because the state of Texas is having a funding problem. The reason the state of Texas is having a funding problem is because we've got an economy in this country that's performing well below where it should be for this point in time in a typical recovery. The way we fix that is to get the federal government out of the way of the private sector. If we can start focusing in Washington on growing private sector jobs and creating an environment that will facilitate a robust economy and getting the regulatory bodies out of the way of the private sector, then all of a sudden we've cured the problems. Because you have a robust economy, that means Texas gets more tax revenues, and that means the state of Texas can properly fund Texas A&M. That's the way to fix this, is help the economy heal at a rate it should be healed for this point in time in a recovery, and get out of the way of the private sector so it'll grow like it should.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us on most Wednesdays. Again, Congress not in session, so we thank you for taking the time to do that. You can hear the entire interview that'll be archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, Bill.
Glad to talk to you, Scott, and best wishes to you and all of your listeners.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
And now, an important announcement for Subway $5 footlong fans. February is now February. Every delicious day, all month long, absolutely any regular Subway footlong is a $5 footlong. That's right. We're talking any regular footlong. Get the out-of-this-world chicken and bacon ranch, a $5 footlong. The fan-favorite steak and cheese, a $5 footlong. Even the tasty turkey breast and the zestacular Italian BMT are $5 footlongs. And before you ask, this means breakfast, too. So a double bacon, egg and cheese on flatbread, a $5 footlong. Think that sounds good? Let's hear it. So come on, join the celebration.
Excludes premium sandwiches. Prices and participation may vary.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
I can think of no greater blessing in life than to become a parent for the first time, but it can also be a shock to the system. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Financial experts calculate that a new baby will cost between $750 and $1,000 per month for the first 5 years. And the Department of Agriculture estimates that a middle-income couple will spend more than $222,000 to raise a child from birth through age 17. While the amount parents spend on housing and food has remained largely the same over the years, the cost of health care and education have ballooned. In 1960, health care was 4% of the cost of raising a child. Now it's 8%. And education has exploded from 2% in 1960 to 17% today. Many parents are shocked at how much it takes to raise a child. But if you're feeling the economic pinch of parenting, I hope you'll permit me to offer a few words of encouragement. The expense associated with parenting pales in comparison to the incredible blessing of nurturing, raising, and loving a child. The financial investment we make as parents is nothing compared to pouring our blood, sweat, and tears, our very lives, into our kids. The next time you're lamenting how expensive it is to buy diapers for your newborn or pay for the teenager's new hockey gear, just think about how empty your life would be without that precious child. No price is too great. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Our place is about to turn into Game Day Central, but this year, I'm ready. Sam's Club member Paula Rickenstein.
Tasty appetizers, snacks, ice-cold drinks, even 3D HD TVs. All at great savings.
Like a Vizio 42-inch Razer LED 3D television for just $9.97. Plus, join now through February 6th and score a gift card worth up to $25.
Bring it on, game day. I'm putting Sam's Club in.
Learn more at samsclub.com/entertaining. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Sports time. Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:53. It's brought to you by Awards and More. Well, football coaches all around the country are huddled around their fax machines right about now, waiting for those faxes to come in. Signings of prospective football players. It is signing day. To a lot of Aggie fans, they kind of live and die with recruiting. Biggest day of the year for young high school and junior college football players who are making life-changing choices and choices that fans hope will change scoreboard outcomes in the future. According to Billy Lucci's Maroon and White report online this morning, the Aggies have 20 commitments that they hope to sign, another 8 who have offers who are still considering A&M along with other schools. Among the commits are quarterback Johnny Manziel, who is already in school, a running back named Will Randolph from Coppers Cove, a couple of wideouts, Mike Evans from Galveston Ball, and Chance Nelson from Baytown Sterling. Also 3 offensive linemen, 3 defensive linemen, 4 linebackers, 4 defensive backs. Also addressing some really key needs, a kicker, Taylor Bertolette from Exeter Township in Pennsylvania, and a punter, Drew Kasser from Walsh Jesuit in Ohio. Now, ESPN, as far as national rankings, they say that Florida State will have the top recruiting class signed today. Texas, number 2. Texas A&M is not ranked in ESPN's top 25. As far as Rivals.com, they say Alabama will have the best class. Texas, number 2, and they rank A&M 35th. You can keep up with the minute-by-minute signings online at AggieAthletics.com starting in about 6 minutes from now. Coach Mike Sherman will talk about the class of 2011 at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and we will carry that live for you over on 1150 AM The Zone. That'll be at 1 o'clock. Well, the Aggies are getting ready for the Baylor Bears on Saturday and still kind of licking their wounds from what happened Monday night, the domination by Texas on the big Monday national stage. After the game, Coach Mark Turgeon, talking about the Longhorns, say that they're good enough to go all the way. He talked about his own team, too, and the frustration, especially at practice.
Yeah, I think Texas really played a high level. They're really good. I told Rick after the game, you know, if they keep improving and stay healthy, they can win a national championship. I haven't said that about many teams. I said that about KU the year they did win it. I thought that they could win it. But with that said, we're just not ourselves. You know, I've been complaining and moping about this team all year, and it's all coming to a head right now. And hopefully they'll be a little bit more coachable on Wednesday, and I can figure out a way to coach them better, because right now we might as well show up to the games, because we're not getting anything out of practice. We got to get something out of practice. And I mean, we look just absolutely lost at times defensively tonight. And I know we've taught them how to play, just didn't show at times.
Last night in the Big 12, Kansas slammed Texas Tech in Lubbock 88-66. Colorado beat Iowa State 95-69. An upset in the top 10. Ole Miss got a home win, a 3 at the last second, and that beat Kentucky. High school basketball last night, the Rutter girls stayed undefeated in district, a 61-52 win over Hendrickson. They're 25-5 for the year. LaMaria Cole scored 18. Marche Emerson scored 17. Got a crosstown showdown in wrestling today at Tiger Gym. It starts at 5 between Bryan and Consol. It'll be a warm-up for next Saturday's District 25A tournament in Killeen.
In the NBA, Kobe Bryant scored 32, and the L.A. Lakers beat the Rockets in overtime, 114-106. Kevin Martin had 30 points for the Rockets. Lewis Scola had 24 and 15 rebounds. The win comes after back-to-back home losses for the Lakers. And the Portland Trail Blazers handed San Antonio just its third loss of the year, winning 99-86 last night. LaMarcus Aldridge scored a career-high 40 points in the game. And finally, a proposed NFL stadium in downtown Los Angeles would be called Farmers Field under a 30-year naming rights deal between developer AEG and Farmers Insurance Exchange. Terms of the pact were not released, but a person familiar with it all says that AEG would get $700 million over 30 years if the firm builds its planned stadium and lures an NFL team to the country's second-largest market. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone, at 7:57. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
George's Paint and Body has gone green, and doing their part to reduce our carbon footprint and be more environmentally friendly, George's Paint and Body is now using PPG's Enviro-based waterborne paint products. These products offer the very latest in paint technology and the very same technology used at the world's largest auto manufacturing plants. Superb color matching, a lifetime warranty, and environmentally friendly paint make this a winning combination. George's Paint and Body behind McDonald's on Texas Avenue and Bryan on 32nd Street. Street. Call 775-3712.
We meet by accident at George's Paint and Body.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I love our listeners. They are fantastic. We got snow, apparently, in at MLK. We have snow at, WJB. Mm-hmm. A load of napkins has fallen onto the bypass there at Briarcrest.
That's and that looks napkins. Yeah, that looks like snow.
A big old, like, Sam's thing of napkins, a guy mm-hmm. called. And also, they got blinking lights there. What do you got?
What I got snow. It's a snow flurry over here at Highway 6 North and William Joel.
Thank you. All okay. Right. So we can make snow mites now.
Yeah, because you won't be making snow angels.
We'll do snow mites, and then later on we'll be able to do snow fleas, and then eventually snow ticks, and then maybe snow cockroaches. And
yeah, somebody pick up the napkins,
please. Lord, you
need
a visit from the pest man or what?
Just little bitties, and then as they get bigger.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's cold and icy and snowy from Greenville, Texas to Greenville, Maine.
We're going
to
work at it until we get it. Cleaned up.
He's in Kansas City, where I-70 to St. Louis has just reopened. It was shut down for the first time ever. There are power outages stretching from Texas to Indiana to Pennsylvania. Chicago has been hit hard. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live there outside.
Dave, snow is still falling here in the Chicago area, adding to the foot and a half already on the ground and blowing around. Accidents and poor driving conditions trapped hundreds of drivers for several hours on Chicago's Lakeshore Drive. Chicago's two major airports hope to resume flights by this afternoon, but more than 1,000 flights have already been canceled. Dave?
Jennifer, Egypt's army is urging protesters to go home, saying the call for change has been heard. Instead, things have turned ugly again. Fighting in the streets. And Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is seeing it all live in Cairo.
Dave, I'm hearing gunshots that are ringing out across from the burnt-out ruling party headquarters, bleeding and wounded protesters being carried out of Tahrir Square, many being taken into a makeshift hospital set up in a mosque off an alleyway adjacent to the square. Clashes and chaos have erupted with pro-Mubarak supporters storming into the square. Dozens on camelback and horseback, some with clubs and whips, beating people. An Egyptian journalist who said he just managed to flee from the scene, that there were hired thugs in the pro-government crowd, and he showed me text messages going out on cell phones warning of the thugs. Again, Dave, you can hear the gunfire erupting in the streets for the first time, and the Egyptian army is not intervening. Dave.
Now, Courtney, President Mubarak has said that he will not run again. However, elections won't be held until September, and the protesters who are against him want him out now. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click caldwellcountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course, just outside Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet any Monday through Thursday and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
Test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 19 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by the folks over at Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. State authorities have issued the order for rolling brownouts across the state to allow the state's electric grid to keep up with demand. College Station Director of Electric Utilities David Massey says there's no indication of how long the order will last.
They really did not at this time. So we're assuming that we're beginning it right now. We're going to continue it as long as we have to. It might be an hour. It might be several hours. We just don't know at this time.
The order is for all electric utilities across Texas to roll customers off for as long as 30 minutes to allow other substations to come online. The brownouts are needed to keep the grid from failing and causing blackouts across the state. Massey says just because your power goes off once doesn't mean it won't happen again as long as the order exists. Authorities also ask for you to turn off any non-essential electric equipment and even minimize the use of your heater. Doing so will shorten the order for rolling blackouts. Classes do resume today at Navarro Elementary School in Bryan after a power outage there forced classes to be canceled on Tuesday. In all on Tuesday, about 850 BTU customers were without power for periods of time. The hardest hit area was near Curtin. About 287 customers were without power for College Station utilities. If the cold weather's making you hate life, imagine how your car feels. With sub-freezing temperatures in the forecast for the next few nights, a vehicle parked outside is basically stored in a deep freeze. And AAA's Ron Minton says keep that in mind when you get going in the morning.
Make sure
that you're not depressing the gas pedal. Let it go ahead, start, and idle. And ideally, you know, let it warm up to the point that you're starting to see some movement on the temperature gauge.
While your car warms up, that's a good time to take a scraper to the windshield if it's needed. The decision by the College Station School Board to pursue new revenue from selling advertising has received the attention of the City Council. Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles at their last meeting wondered if advertising signs on CSISD buses could violate city ordinances.
I would just love to have some dialogue, not that I'm in opposition to what the school board has done and their creativity to find revenue streams for advertising on school buses, but I think I don't know if this would be the appropriate time to speak with them about or discuss it, but would it be appropriate for us to discuss, because they have, I guess they're moving forward in doing that.
The CSISD Board of Trustees is preparing a request for proposals from businesses interested in selling advertising on school buses. The district's website and potentially athletic stadiums are also included. District spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says up to $4,000 a month could be generated from bus advertising. The district would control content and the ads will be placed only on the bus exterior. A College Station man is dead after a two-vehicle collision Tuesday in Milam County. Authorities say 71-year-old John Robert Shockley was eastbound on Highway 79 between Milano and Gauze when he crossed into westbound traffic and hit another vehicle on the side. Shockley was killed in the accident. The other driver was a Milano man. The extent of his injuries is not known, nor is it known why Shockley crossed into oncoming traffic. A construction site of upscale college townhomes in College Station has been hit by upscale thieves. Police filed 8 reports of electrical wiring missing from Lake Ridge Townhomes on Jones Butler Road. Damage and property loss at the gated community was estimated at $20,000. The dean of the Bush School of Government and Public Service at A&M is keeping tabs with developments in Egypt. Ambassador Ryan Crocker says Egyptians are more nationalist and secular in politics, much like Americans.
The majority of Egyptians don't really carry religion into politics in great numbers. Even when Islamist parties like the Muslim Brothers could run, they did not poll very well.
Crocker says the U.S. government can encourage but should not lead in Egypt's political process. Last week, we heard about more record spring enrollment at Texas A&M, and the same is happening at Blinn College's Bryan campus. Bryan Provost Ted Raspiller says there's an increase of 4.7% over last spring. He says while A&M and Blinn have a close relationship, he doesn't see there being a marriage between the two anytime soon.
I got to believe that organizational leaders have big ideas and discussions of that nature all the time. And what I can say is, as of our January 18th board meeting, our chair made clear that discussions of Blinn College joining the Texas A&M system are not going forward. However, that doesn't mean we don't continue to discuss and strategize with A&M, particularly A&M College Station campus, how we can enhance and expand partnerships both for our students and for our communities.
Blinn College officials are finalizing plans to hire a consultant who will collect recommendations for handling future student growth in Brazos County. WTAW News Time is coming up on 810, 19 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and Veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, since you hear me talking about half-price books so much, my love of reading can't come as much of a surprise. And these days, I can get books lots of places, even download them on fancy book readers if I want. Although I wouldn't want to relax in a tub with one or leave one on a plane. But I think the best thing about half-price books is that we book lovers get to share what we love with others. Sure, I'll always find some great treasures there, browsing around their ever-changing selection, but Jenny and I always sell them back so others can enjoy them too and pick up other great reads that other folks want to share with us. You've heard of the circle of life? Well, Half Price Books provides the circle of reading. It's so simple, and it's been that way for 38 years. And the best part? Almost everything's still half price or less. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Find out more at hpb.com.
Let's do some weather. All right, it's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. be there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
An unusually cold day shaping up for the region. We'll be looking at a fair amount of sunshine across the area, but we're also going to look at temperatures that are well below normal for this time of year. Highs only 35 to 40. Tonight, partly mostly cloudy with lows of 15 to 20. More clouds for tomorrow. We stay cold. Highs will be near 35. Believe it or not, we may actually see some snow flurries or snow showers tomorrow night, 25 to 30. That's mostly cloudy and around 40 during the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right. Okay, now, folks, we're not on the air broadcasting, okay? All right, we're not on the air, but we are on the air because we're online. So if you want to wander over to your internet connection, you can go to WTAW.com and you can pick us up there. Of course, you can go to RadioAggieland.com, and hopefully you've already downloaded that so you can listen on your wireless device. But we're like anybody else. We've gotten hit by the rolling blackout at our transmitter site, and normally we have generators that will kick in emergencies such as that. They just haven't kicked in this morning. They're sleepy, and so we hope they'll be up and going, and we'll be back up on the air, so to speak, in 15 minutes or so. But the wonderful thing is that we also can archive interviews and stuff on our website. So Art Hughes is with us this morning, and you may not hear him live, but you can hear him later on this morning. But if you're listening on the internet or your wireless device, you can hear that. Art, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine, Scott.
Thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate you doing that. Let's talk a little bit. We were just discussing before we went on the air this morning. You and I were both at the Economic Outlook Conference. And while we have different situations in Bryan than we necessarily have in College Station overarching, we have some pretty good things going on here. And I think that made us feel pretty good about the area.
I think so. We're in many ways, I know a lot of people wouldn't agree with this when you look at individuals, but in many ways we have a lot to be thankful for here in Bryan College Station area.
You know, as we continue to see, I think sales revenues go up. We were able to talk to Steve Ogden earlier this week over in Austin, and the discussion that the new sales figures will be out in the next couple of days that will really reflect what we had in the last quarter. Those are the kind of things that you guys and gals on the council have to look at, because obviously we need that sales tax revenue coming back into Bryan so that can help us meet our needs. But right now, what do you see are the biggest challenges from your view as we have to watch every dime that's going out?
Oh, I really think it's the we have so many things that we have to sort of mine the store every year. They don't go away when the times are bad, and they're there when the times are good. And that's basically, we have to maintain the old infrastructure for the city. We have to, of course, the vast majority of our city budget is the personnel. So it's not like we can lop off major sections of the city budget on a down year and then add them back the next year. So we're struggling with that. But at the same time, I think it's sort of a good thing to go through every once in a while, just go through and say, hey, you know, we really don't need this. We could combine these jobs into one job, or we can combine these areas where they could be managed by the same individual or the same group. So we're having a hard look at that right now.
Well, I think as citizens, they want to see their government do that, be good stewards of their money. Your background is in construction and development. From that standpoint, what seems to be attractive to this area right now for people who would be in that line of business?
Well, the word attractive is a relative term.
I guess that's probably right. Yeah.
But, I mean, you can drive around and see there are things happening. There are new projects being built, not only in the public sector, but in the private sector also. But those are areas that mean a lot to the city. Because both Bryan and College Station were interested in growth. Uh, one of want to try to make growth be the best it can be for the existing citizens and also for any that are moving here. At the same time, we have to make sure that we keep the store intact, and we have to make sure that we don't spend money that doesn't have to be spent this year. And so with the construction that's going on now, and we're making preparations for additional construction in the public sector for next year, for this year now. I've been saying next year for so long.
Because, we really have started that new year. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. We had Martin Zimmerman on the other day, and, it was like just plug him in, and he'd have gone for another 10 minutes, I'm sure, just about different developments that are out here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as one member of council, your point of view, we obviously lost an iconic building when courts burned down in downtown Bryan. And obviously, if they have the desire, it would be great to see them go back into business. What part do you think the city of Bryan should play as far as helping the courts redevelop? What do you think the options might be for them?
I'd like to say, first of all, that we think that is a tremendous loss. We would certainly like to see courts rebuild and maybe even expand. I don't know whether everybody on council or everybody agrees with this, but I'd like to see them rebuild in downtown. I don't know whether the zoning would cause a problem on that or not, but those are things we can look at, we can talk about. But certainly, I think they would be an asset for downtown, as they would for the any area of the city.
Now, a lot of that area down there, you're looking at doing multiple use, and that you'd have retail on the bottom and maybe something else, non-retail above or housing, that sort of thing. Would you be in favor, as one member of council, working with the courts if they wanted to rebuild to do that, have retail on the bottom and maybe loft housing or something above that?
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah.
Well, I saw a press release from former Councilman Ben Hardiman said that the crown is going to start turning on the queen again, so that's got to be kind of a neat benchmark.
He has released a video of the crown. It's in the shop now, but it is rotating. The crown is
it's just
is
not
turning.
Where we wanted to be turning, but it's turning someplace in town. Right. Okay, well that's good. Well, that is
the motor's working.
Okay,
that's important.
That is a good thing. Keene Register is continuing to be your city manager interim right now. Again, as one member of council, what kind of a timeline would you like to see for bringing a full-time city manager on board?
You know, Scott, we haven't looked at that real close yet, because I think our initial idea was that we would like for Keene to operate as our city manager at least through this budget year, which would end of September. We'd like for him to stay on probably, but he's already said he's not interested in the job. So I really think probably in the summer we may start a search. We haven't, like I say, we hadn't discussed this, so this is just my own timeline. I don't think any of us are in a hurry at this point. We may wait until Keene comes to us and say, "Hey, look, you guys need to fill this position."
You promised me. Well, again, he's got different challenges he goes back to, but it's hard to calculate how important it is to have somebody like that who had been here before, had done this before, and is able to step in and keep moving at a pretty crucial time, I think. Mm-hmm. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
On the west side, we still have several things working over there on the biomedical corridor around the Health Science Center. Traditions, of course, opened the clubhouse, and it's really nice. Those who haven't who haven't seen it. It's a very nice. It's not smoke and mirrors. It's very very down to earth, but very well done. And I'd like to congratulate the developers out there the job they did.
Yeah, you're right. We were as I was going to Austin this week, I went by there. It's a tremendous campus, the Science Center. Romero Galindo is building some homes out kind of in an upper mid-range price that $215 and above, and that's a very real need. And I'm sure as those rooftops develop, then we'll start to see the commercial development that obviously we would like to see. But that gives us a good balanced growth in the city. And, gosh, I don't know that you'd want any better than that. We know the east side's taking care of itself, but if we can get the west side growing, that's a good thing.
I think so. And, of course, everybody out there would like to see more, like to see a grocery store out there and things like that. And there's no doubt those things will happen. We don't know the timeline at this point.
Yeah, I got you. Well, and again, as I've said before, I believe there are more homes $400,000 above in Bryan than there are in College Station, and that's the kind of growth that you want. That's for sure.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Yes, sir.
You bet. That's
Art
Hughes. You bet. He's a member of the Bryan City Council. We visit with the folks from Bryan on Wednesdays on News Talk 1620.
George's Paint and Body has gone green. And doing their part to reduce our carbon footprint and be more environmentally friendly, George's Paint and Body is now using PPG's Enviro-based waterborne paint products. These products offer the very latest in paint technology and the very same technology used at the world's largest auto manufacturing plants. Superb color matching, a lifetime warranty, and environmentally friendly paint make this a winning combination. George's Paint and Body behind McDonald's on Texas Avenue and Bryan on 32nd Street. Call 775-3712.
We meet by accident at George's Paint and Body.
Check out all the places that offer eye care, and you'll notice they talk about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Keep in mind, eye care is a lot like other things in life. You get what you pay for, and your eyes deserve the best. Your eyes are worth it. My vision was worth it, and that's why I went to Texas Regional Eye Center. I'm Chase Murphy. I let the pros at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all my eye care needs, and you should too. Exams, glasses and contacts, and of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, keep in mind Texas Regional Eye Center offers 24 months interest-free financing. There is no reason to go anywhere else. You can find out more today by going to TexasRegionalEye.com. For all your eye care needs, 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there is only one place. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center.
Well, yesterday on Bravo Brazos Valley, we told you about the A&M Consolidated Choir and what they're doing this weekend, and it's going to be fun. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday at 3 o'clock, and it's Oklahoma, and it'll be at the A&M Consolidated Auditorium right there on campus. Now, yesterday we talked to choir director Travis Angel about the musical and the hard work that these kids have been doing in preparation for these four performances. Paige Blumstead is in the play. She plays Lori, who's kind of Curly's girlfriend in the play, and she says this is a lot of fun because the cast members get along so well. They're all friends. Here's Paige Blumstead.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable. There's a lot of songs. They're all very diverse, and it's been really fun working with everybody. Some of us are really good friends in choir. We spend a lot of time together, so it's fun.
For the four performances, the rehearsal time has actually been quite short.
Oh, gosh. We put this whole thing together in a month, and every day we have rehearsal. Weekends, it's about 10-hour rehearsals. We have an hour for lunch, and every day after school, it's usually 2 to 3 hours.
Of course, being on a stage, a musical, there's a lot of lines to memorize, a lot of lyrics to memorize. That can be tough. That can be hard work.
It does. We run lines together sometimes when we're not in rehearsal. But as we go on stage every day, it kind of becomes, you know, more familiar for us just to say the lines. And it's a conversation, really. So it's kind of logical. You know what line's going to come next because of the conversation.
How about ad-lib? Is there much of that? Here's Paige Blumstead.
A little bit. If people don't come in on their cues or, like, they're a little late, we have to, you know, stall for time. But most of the time, the audience doesn't even know if we do a good job. So,
Oklahoma this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Katie Templin plays the role of Aunt Eller.
She is older. She's, like, 50s. It's a fun role. She's really outgoing, and she just speaks her mind. And if she has something to say, she says it. She doesn't really put up with anything. She doesn't put up with Curly's cockiness or Lori's craziness, and it's a really fun role to be able to play on stage.
Now, Katie Templin says that she would like for the Arch to be part of her future. That's what she's aiming at.
For as far as music goes, yes. I will plan on majoring in music starting next year in the fall. But as far as being on the stage, I don't want to like pursue that as a career, but definitely same thing, like finding local theater groups to perform with and stuff as the time goes on, but definitely music.
Now, you know, A&M Consolidated has quite an alumni of performers that have gone on to really big and better things. Sasha Cook and Emily Pulley with the Metropolitan Opera in New York. Tommy Sadowski, a former Tony Award nominee. Tiffany Thornton is a star of Disney's Sunny Without a Chance. Those kind of people do tend to inspire his students, says Travis Angel.
You know, like Emily and Sasha Cook are both very involved with the Metropolitan Opera, and they're both hanging on our wall as All-State students. And so, you know, the students see them. They know their background because we do mention them from time to time. I know when Footloose came through a few years ago, one of my students was in that. And I said, yeah, I was amazed. He said, well, you know, I went down an audition and danced a little bit, and they said, you could be in the show. And he said, so here I am. He said, it's great fun, you know. And I never imagined that he was even going to pursue that. It's just something that he decided to do because he enjoyed doing the shows we had did while he was there at A&M Consolidated. So I'm always amazed what students can do.
So it's Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 3 o'clock at the A&M Consolidated Auditorium. You can get tickets from students with the choir or at the Consol front office. $10 for adults, $5 for students, or sit in the first two rows for $20. Enjoy. It'll be fun. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Mies & Associates.
As the old saying goes, a tax man cometh, and I will reduce your property tax burden, or you'll owe me nothing. Hi, I'm Brian Steven, owner of Paramount Property Analyst and licensed property tax consultant in Texas. With my 25 years' experience in real estate appraisal, I'll provide you with the best consulting services today. If you're an investor, developer, or homeowner, I can save you money on your property taxes. I work on a contingency fee and have saved my clients hundreds of thousands of dollars. Save money. Call Property Tax Consultants today at 979-485-8537. That's 979-485-8537.
Well, yesterday on Bravo Brazos Valley, we told you about the A&M Consolidated Choir and what they're doing this weekend, and it's going to be fun. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday at 3 o'clock. And it's Oklahoma, and it'll be at the A&M Consolidated Auditorium right there on campus. Now, yesterday, we talked to choir director Travis Angel about the musical and the hard work that these kids have been doing in preparation for these four performances. Paige Blumstead is in the play. She plays Lori, who's kind of Curly's girlfriend in the play. And she says this is a lot of fun because the cast members get along so well. They're all friends. Here's Paige Blumstead.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable. There's a lot of songs. They're all very diverse, and it's been really fun working with everybody. Some of us are really good friends in choir. We spend a lot of time together, so it's fun.
For the four performances, the rehearsal time has actually been quite short.
Welcome again, Texas A&M fans, to the Aggie Report presentation of the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. The Aggie Report, right after this. The season marches on this weekend when the Aggie men's basketball team plays host on the court at Reed Arena to the team from Waco. Battle of the Brazos, Texas A&M and Baylor. Tip time, 1 p.m. this Saturday, February 5th, AggieAthletics.com. When you get there, click on Tickets. Or call the AT&T Wireless toll-free ticket number 1-888-99-AGGIE. This one is always played hard and fast. Texas A&M and Baylor, Saturday at Reed Arena, 1 p.m. tip time. Touched on this briefly yesterday, but today is National Signing Day. A complete list will be available later today on AggieAthletics.com of the young men who have signed a football national letter of intent with Texas A&M. As that becomes available, that list then will be published on AggieAthletics.com. There will be a press conference today, not open to the public. It will be broadcast in the local market on 11:50 a.m. The Zone. That's at 1 o'clock today, not open to the public. That'll also be available on the Internet by going to 11:50 a.m. The Zone. Well, as you heard a moment ago, Texas A&M basketball won't play again until this coming Saturday. That will be against Baylor. It's a 1 o'clock tip. Get your tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets or the AT&T Wireless toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Hey, a guy on this team that continues to improve has played well at various times in many games this season is Najee Hibbert, and he continues to get better. Nathan Walkup, one of the seniors on this team, talked about Najee and his play for this squad.
Yeah, he makes a difference in a big way.
You're starting to see some big improvement in his game.
Yeah, definitely. You see it in practice.
Where's he doing? What's he doing?
Coach rides him. You know, when he gets his mind right, he's a great player, terrific player.
You think it's more confidence than anything?
Yeah, you know, last year he was real homesick. But, you know, he's matured this year, and so now he has more games, under his belt, more practice time, and he's really, really excited to, you know, get on the floor and to play well.
Texas A&M senior Nathan Walkup on sophomore Najee Hibbert. The Aggies and the Baylor Bears, the Battle of the Brazos, coming up on Saturday. 1 o'clock is game time, 12:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report, brought to you by the College Station Medical Center.
Okay, now we're back on regular broadcast air. So we can't do that dream thing that we talked about.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We were going to...
up a storm.
We were going to sound like satellite radio where you can say anything. But we're back on the air, and so folks will understand, this was part of the rolling brownout problem that we had, in that the area where our transmitter is was designated for the power to go off there. Now, in a perfect world, we have generators that kick in. But once again, it's not a perfect world. They just wanted to see how fast Dusty could get to the transmitter.
That's right, in 19-degree weather.
That's right, so they decided not to come on. Normally this would have just been a little thing that would happen, and then all of a sudden we'd come back on. Now, in the meantime, here we are in Crystal Park Plaza that has not been hit by a black... Yes, kid.
Gotcha.
That has not been hit by a blackout yet, so that could happen. And so we have two different little whammy things that could cause us.
Yeah, because we need power in the studio and we need power at the transmitter.
Right. And so
you could go ahead and turn off your waffle iron so we could stay on the air, we would greatly appreciate it.
Turn your heater off. You don't need your heat. Us. But let us remind you once again that, and we did, we had an interview with Art Hughes, and that'll be on our website later on. Anytime we go off the air, chances are pretty good that you can go to the internet and pick us up there or pick us up on your wireless device. So, you know, remember that we're almost always here for you. Hello? Mm-hmm.
You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. I just got stuck listening to two fellas that talk about less than you do.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Really? I didn't know that was possible.
Zing, thanks.
There, sir.
Well, of course they talk about less. You've got three guys talking about nothing here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So by virtue, then two guys talking about nothing would be
less nothing.
Less nothing.
Hello?
Hi. The power's out over here on Leonard Road in 2018. The intersection's crazy, so be careful if anybody's driving through there.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Hello? Hello?
Thanks for...
I think his phone just got hit by a brownout.
Yeah, okay. I did get a text from Jay Sokol that College Station Utility is asking people before they leave for work to unplug all utilities that won't be used during the day to help them out with the demand. So anyway, that came from Jay Sokol this morning.
Okay, so what, are we now giving preferential treatment to former employees? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, there we go. Apparently so. Yeah. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 19 degrees, and we're on our way to a high today of only about 31. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. State authorities have issued the order for rolling brownouts across the state to allow the state's electric grid to keep up with demand. College Station Director of Electric Utilities David Massey says there's no indication of how long the order will last.
They really did not at this time. So we're assuming that we're beginning it right now. We're going to continue it as long as we have to. It might be an hour. It might be several hours. We just don't know at this time.
The order is for all electric utilities across Texas to roll customers off for as long as 30 to 45 minutes to allow other substations to come online. The brownouts are needed to keep the grid from failing and causing blackouts across the state. Massey says just because your power goes off once doesn't mean it won't happen again as long as the order exists. Authorities are also asking for you to turn off any non-essential electric equipment and even minimize the use of your heater. Doing so will shorten the overall order for the rolling brownouts. You wouldn't willingly park your car in a deep freeze, but that's essentially what's happening to a vehicle parked outside for the next few nights. So when you get going in the morning, do yourself a favor and your car a favor. Let it warm up for at least 10 minutes.
I've given that oil a chance to warm up, and it gets real thick in cold weather, so you want it to thin out some.
AAA's Ron Minton says that gives you time to clear the windshield of any ice accumulation, but don't use warm water. That's just a good way to crack the windshield. College Station City Council is interested in the local school district's idea of selling advertising. Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles wondered during their last meeting about complying with local ordinances. It was something that drew comments from now retired City Manager Glenn Brown and Mayor Nancy Berry.
My concern came because I didn't know if there was anything in the UDO precluding that from going forward.
I've actually been intending to double check that with our staff, and I have not done
so
yet.
Okay. Well, I guess, can we ask staff to check on it, and if there isn't a problem with our UDO, ask to discuss it with them, and if there's a problem, then we won't. Does that sound reasonable?
And I just want to say I'm not in opposition to this. I'm just
curious.
Wanted to just speak with them and talk with them about it.
School district spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says up to $4,000 a month could be generated from placing ads on buses. The district would control content, and the ads would be placed only on the exterior of the bus. Local school districts could get a considerable amount of decision-making freedom under a bill filed Tuesday in the Texas Senate. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
One thing that costs local school districts all kinds of money is state mandates, from what to pay teachers right down to the 22-to-1 class size limit. Plano Republican State Senator Florence Shapiro files a bill to get rid of many of those mandates.
It has several provisions in there for mandate relief, but it's a shell bill. It is the beginning of a very important product.
Meaning which mandates the bill gets rid of is up for debate, and there will be lots of that debate as the session moves forward. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A two-vehicle crash in Milam County Tuesday evening has killed a College Station man. State troopers say 71-year-old John Robert Shockley was eastbound on Highway 79 between Milano and Gauze when he inexplicably crossed into oncoming traffic and hit another vehicle driven by a Milano man. Shockley was pronounced dead at the scene. It's not known if the other driver was seriously hurt. A gated townhome community under construction in College Station is the latest victim of copper theft. Police filed 8 reports of electrical wiring being taken from Lake Ridge Townhomes on Jones Butler Road. The loss of property and damage was estimated at $20,000. Among political experts following developments in Egypt is the dean of the Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M. Ambassador Ryan Crocker says restoring order in Egypt is critical. Otherwise, Crocker says it provides a way for pro-Al-Qaeda elements to return.
We shouldn't forget that the number two in Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, is an Egyptian forced out of Egypt when the security forces took on Egyptian Islamic Jihad in the 90s. He would love to come back.
Crocker says the U.S. government cannot have a lead role in Egypt's political process. Another record spring enrollment is expected at Blinn College in Bryan. Provost Ted Raspiller says student numbers are up almost 5% from last spring. The latest increase is across the board, but there are expectations of future growth in health-related programs. Raspiller says Blinn's Board of Trustees also recently announced ending talks about becoming part of the Texas A&M University system. WTAW News Time coming up on 8:40, 19 degrees right now. No irony lost on us that it was during a newscast where we were talking about rolling brownouts that we went off the air because of a rolling brownout. That was at our transmitter site, and again, we remind you that could happen not only to us, but to you for the remainder of the day. That order still in effect from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. Stay tuned here to WTAW. If anything major changes, we will break in. Otherwise, we will most likely provide news updates for you via our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has what you need when you need it. For riding off-road to work, hunt, or play, there's a Polaris ATV or side-by-side built for you. Polaris has the most complete lineup in the industry, and you can see them all now at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Choose from a wide range of sportsman ATVs for solo or two-up riding, many with new styling and performance upgrades. Looking for a side-by-side? For 2011, there are 9 Ranger models, including the new midsize Ranger 500 EFI, and models available in gas, electric, and now diesel power. For razor-sharp performance, go with the trail-capable Razor 800 or dune-dominating Razor S800, now with aggressive new styling. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan also offers fast, friendly, convenient service and parts for all your Polaris products. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. We sell and service fun, not tractors. 1517 South Texas Avenue, across from Ducky's, near the bend in Bryan.
8:41. Time for some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for 30 years to help your business. Contact Charles Culver. 775-2929 at 775-2-WAY.
A mix of sun and clouds for us this afternoon, and it's going to be a lot colder than what we have seen over the last few days, with highs only reaching the mid to upper 30s. It'll stay partly to mostly cloudy for tonight, temperatures dropping back quite a bit. In fact, we'll see lows in the mid-teens. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy for the day tomorrow, temperatures once again only reaching the mid-30s, and there is a chance for snow moving in tomorrow night with lows in the upper 20s. I'm Deb Davidson, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks, Deb. You're just a bundle of sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
We got a deal here. I don't know, maybe we can help the folks out in...
Got a deal for you?
No, we have a situation. Oh. Got a situation here. Chase, I don't know if we can help these folks in Rustic Oaks and their subdivision. They're off Grassboro Road. Their power's been out for more than an hour and a half.
Okay.
They're not part of the rolling blackout.
Have they called?
They can't get through.
Okay.
Do you think you have a number where you can call somebody who could get to somebody?
Are they BTU?
Yes, they are.
All right, I'll get on it.
Thank you. Okay, we'll try to help you folks out in Rustic Oaks there. Because, again, after that first 30 minutes, you wonder. After the first 45 minutes, you realize you ain't part of that rolling blackout deal. So, must be something else. Hey, all right, here you go. Don't have to watch the Super Bowl. We already got the winner for you.
Oh, okay.
It's done. There's no reason to worry.
Who was Packers?
Steelers.
Oh.
They're going to win the Super Bowl. Final score is 24-20. Okay.
Very good.
This is Madden. Madden NFL 11.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe the groundhog predicted that too.
No, it'll be a close game. How accurate the video game simulation has been in the past? Well, it's been right 6 of the last 7 matchups, which is a pretty impressive record.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 24-20 is what they're saying it'll be.
And which team's going to win?
It'll be the Steelers over the Packers.
Okay. I'll go ahead and call my bookie then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
Who is your bookie? Would you like to say it over the air?
No, I better not. Oh, yeah. He might break my legs.
Yeah, the knuckles, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the groundhog, Groundhog Day used to be February 1. Did you know that?
What happened?
Actually, it goes back thousands of years. It all started with the ancient Celtic festival Imbolc. Which celebrated halfway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. The festival provided primitive meteorological stuff in hopes of predicting how soon spring would arrive. The groundhog didn't really come into play until Germans settled in Pennsylvania. They would predict the end of the winter based on bears and badgers hibernation.
Oh, my.
Well, and as we've discussed before, badgers are not friendly critters.
No.
They don't play well with most anybody.
No. They lost to TCU, though.
Yeah, they did. And the thing is a hedgehog or groundhog is a pretty passive animal. So they just went with groundhogs. And
personally, I think if they went back to badgers, then you could put this on. I mean, this would become you could do it on pay-per-view and make a mint.
Yeah, people pulling back bloody stumps.
This guy from the Punxsutawney Chamber of Commerce is going to plunge his hand into a hole with an angry badger that hasn't been fed since the middle of January.
Yeah. By the way, groundhogs don't drink water.
Has anybody offered them any?
Well,
really?
Yeah.
What are they they only drink coffee? What?
No, they don't. That's the way they can sleep this long, if you get my drift.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
I see.
They don't have to call the nature.
They don't have to go wee.
Well, this time I thought they had little groundhog diapers on.
No, they don't. Yeah. And they don't have to take that pill that all of us have to, you know, if you get up in the middle of the night.
That's right.
So you got that going for you. You know, it's probably been...
Or interrupt their golf swing.
Yeah,
know.
Well, whatever. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are others besides Punxsutawney. There's Wharton Willie.
Who needs a better agent, really?
Who is on Ontario, Canada.
Uh-huh.
There's General Beauregard Lee.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Who, by the way, has a 94% accuracy rating. He sits... he is a Georgia native, has 2 honorary doctorates. Well, okay, it's Georgia. What do you expect? University of Georgia awarded him...
Yeah, I'm sure UGA's got an honorary doctorate.
Yeah, a DPW, which is a doctorate of weather prognostication. I bet you the president of Georgia was thrilled to sign that. There's Buckeye Chuck,
or Chuck I. Buck.
Yeah, them too. Yeah.
Or be careful either way.
That's right. To be Ohio's entry into the great groundhog thing, career predicting going back into the 70s. There's Staten Island Chuck, formerly known as Charles G. Hogg.
What, all the names he had to steal Chuck?
I don't know. There's Octario Orfi, who is a worthy opponent who flies under the radar with plenty of pomp and circumstance. He lives in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, now you've gone to Medlin. You're in the backyard.
He's old school, waking up on his own each year. I mean, once again, they got television cameras and lights and drunken people with beards and top hats yelling at this thing. Of course it's confused. So anyway. Now, here's an interesting deal. You guys, all right, given your choice of chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your choice of chicken?
Do you go for white meat or dark
meat? Dark meat.
Dark meat.
Okay. Do you? Okay.
I just think it tastes better.
I do, too.
Because white meat can if it's not cooked exactly right, can be really dry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now.
I agree.
Here's the story. The U.S. American chicken industry ends up with a huge surplus of dark meat.
Wonder why.
Well, I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
At least there's one theory, according to Dr. Marcia Pelchat. I don't know, Marcia, but here's the story. It's not a matter of taste. It's a matter of people get squeamish about dark meat.
Why?
She says, when we're faced with a chicken leg, there's no hiding the fact that that's the leg of an animal. Up to 50 years ago, chicken were sold exclusively in the shape of whole chickens.
Uh-huh.
But now we prefer that nondescript, neatly packaged product that we can't somehow think is standing and running and eating stuff. And
you know,
and that's why wings are so unpopular and have never really taken off in this country, right?
Absolutely, because you're eating chicken arms.
Yeah, people don't look at that as a chicken arm.
If they called them chicken arms, boy, they'd have to close all these restaurants.
I'm really sorry that idea of wings didn't take off in this country. Because
have some
of
buffalo
that,
arms, please.
Chicken arms.
Yeah.
I like that.
I can tell you
arms and more.
There you go. I can tell you right now with 100% certainty, you could start selling whole pigs in local grocery-toriums, all right?
Yeah.
I could see the bacon on the belly. I could see the ham on the butt. You know what? I'm still going to eat them both. So I ain't buying into this bill of goods this lady's trying to sell us. I don't kind of guilt trip you're going through when you're looking at a chicken thinking there's some legless chicken pulling itself around by its arms out there, or some armless chicken out there walking around and wobbling because it doesn't have anything to balance out the equation. But you know what, lady? Yeah. Chickens are bred to do one thing. Be served on a plate.
Be more chicken.
Right.
Well, and what is this? I mean, would you?
Unless it's to give eggs, and you know what those eggs go to?
Our plates.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what she's trying to
say. Either way, it's a bad ending for the chicken.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, unless it's the eggs, it's kind of like the old breakfast analogy. You know, bacon and eggs, all in a day's work for the chicken. It's a lifetime commitment for the pig.
Sure. I mean, what is this? Would you want to go to her house for Thanksgiving?
What kind of guilt trip would she give? That was once a drumstick for a little turkey.
Right. What?
Then why are you serving it?
Yeah.
Would you feel better about getting a tofurkey? Oh, there's a leg that used to be bean curd.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi. In this business, people are always asking, what's the best time of the year to buy? When are the incentives the best? When is there 0%? Well, now's the time. The 2010s, they got to go. So come to Team Ford, Team Auto, and Navisode and get yourself a great deal.
Would you like to make more definite progress in your walk with God? Bibles for America is offering a free study Bible and a set of free Christian books that can really help. The New Testament Recovery Version is one of the most comprehensive study Bibles available today. It's an accurate translation, and it contains thousands of footnotes that will help you to know God and to know the meaning of life. The free books are a three-volume set called Basic Elements of the Christian Life. Chapter by chapter, Basic Elements of the Christian Life clearly presents God's plan of salvation, growing in Christ, and how to build up the church. To order your free New Testament Recovery Version and Basic Elements of the Christian Life, Call Bibles for America toll-free at 800-919-6402. That's 800-919-6402. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash-out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Whew. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 8 minutes till. Do we see the story on the Empire State Building run up? That was yesterday.
Oh, was it?
No, somebody running up the building?
Well, they do that.
Oh, the stairs. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the outside.
No.
Uh-huh. No, that's that big ape.
Yeah, or Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here are the stats on this thing. It's crazy, okay? Let me see. The fastest man will reach the top in about 10 minutes, followed by a rumbling herd trying to ignore the stinging quads. 34th Empire State Building run-up. It is basically a vertical quarter mile.
It's 102 floors, right? I believe.
Probably
how many steps? How many stairs?
39,700 steps.
Okay. Because I've counted, there's about 100. There's a little bit fewer, but it's about 100 from the ground floor here to 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm convinced that I'm going to die by the time I get here.
I can't
That's
imagine.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. You just wished you worked on 4 or 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again.
Because I can make it to 3 easily. Can make it to 4. No problem. Yeah. There's something about halfway up that first flight between 4 and 5, because there's 2 flights.
Yeah.
Something about halfway up that first flight that it kicks in. And boy, you just get to DEFCON 1 real fast.
Yeah. Be easier just to go to work for the real estate company.
Yeah, right? Really.
Can I just work down here?
Yeah. If we worked on the 8th floor, I wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Now, this is a little
Ben,
odd.
We need to be on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
There's room.
Yeah. We'll just run those wires down.
I waited about as long as I could for this story today.
Is this one you should have done when we weren't broadcasting?
Yeah, no. Because of a shortage of OB non-applicator tampons in stores. Okay.
I'm really wishing you held it till about 9:02.
Yeah.
Well, but no, it's a fact of life. Some women.
I understand, but once again, if Tom or I had broached this subject, I have a feeling we would have been lost our talking privileges for the day.
Yeah. But go ahead, Scott.
By all means, Scott, proceed with the story of the hygiene product.
Yeah. Now that we've brought it into full focus for you.
In case people weren't listening before.
Right.
Yeah. Some women in New York are paying $76 a box on eBay. They have a distribution problem there, I'm guessing. Okay,
it's over, Jason.
That's it. Yeah. Kind of like a shot. Heard for a minute. But
hey, by the way, Punxsutawney did not see his shadow.
By the way, why do we care?
Yeah.
Because it's all publicity anyway.
That means it's going to be
an early spring.
Winter faster.
Yeah.
Hey, and we're at 20 right now.
Early spring.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work out really well.
That's right.
That's
Staten Island Chuck agrees.
Here we go. Here is a story.
I don't see my shadow neither.
German Thomas Dold won the men's division of the Empire State run-up. Once again, why can't Americans have anything that they can dominate? Oh, that's right. We have the X Games for that.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what that caller meant yesterday.
I'm not sure. Minneapolis police investigating a bizarre case of animal cruelty where a woman literally tried to send a puppy through the U.S. mail.
I don't want to hear about this.
Well, luckily, it ended well, though, because a postal worker saw the box moving, rescued the pup. So everything's okay as far as that goes.
Someone should box her up and mail her somewhere.
I agree. Investigators in Florida say robbers tried to distract law enforcement by calling in a false report of a carjacking in a grocery store. The unnamed suspects had just pulled off an armed robbery at an apartment complex in another part of town. Officers didn't take long to locate the suspect's vehicle, however, because the robbers made the false police report. But they gave a description of their own car. How stupid is that? But again, what kind of car was it? I mean, they must not have said like a yellow, I mean, a white Ford Taurus, because, you know, there are a lot of those around, but nonetheless.
Here, tell them it's a blue 63 Honda.
If such a thing existed even. The Red Cross making a nationwide appeal for blood. Severe winter weather has brought supplies to a critically low point, so go give blood. Of course, do that any time that you feel so moved to do, but right now they're having a little shortage problem there. Hungarian teacher who lost his job for a headbutting and disorderly student, getting his job back.
Well,
he headbutted the student, 42-year-old teacher.
He had it coming.
That's
it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, let's hear the other side of the story.
Here's a 42-year-old history teacher. His name, you ready? Attila Demoter. Attila? Come on.
Demoter.
Yeah, Attila Demoter. He snapped when a teenager repeatedly interrupted his class. Another student caught Attila on video as he slammed his forehead into the unruly kid's face. Clip was posted on the web. Teacher was sent packing. Come on, I like it. If you got a teacher as well, if you've got a kid who is that big a problem, let's go for it. He got his job back after people in the community staged a massive demonstration to show his support. Even the teen victim's parents spoke up for the instructor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're darn right. Our son's a hellion. He had it coming.
Yeah, no kidding. You did what I've never been able to do. And you did it, and I should have.
The best full-size deals in the market are only at Sterling Auto Group. Lease the 2011 GMC Sierra 1500 four-wheel drive extended cab for $279 a month or save up to $9,000 off. Or lease the 2011 GMC Acadia SL for only $319 a month. Or save up to $4,000 off. Sterling, on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Hey, there you go. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
61 years ago today, Charles Schulz created the Peanuts comic strip.
And the world is better for it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. And let me see. On this date in 1848, Mexico sold a vast area of what is now Texas.
Really?
Good. Yes. Glad to hear that. Worked out okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1915, in Alaska, a husky named Balto led a dog sled team over 600 miles in ice and snow to deliver diphtheria serum to Nome, Alaska.
There you go.
Thus, that Iditarod thing happened.
Yeah.
We got a minute. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Only two unaired episodes left of Two and a Half Men, and once they air the next two Mondays, they'll plug in something else. They've ordered two new episodes of Rules of Engagement, if you're a fan of that show, so that's what will happen.
Yeah, they're going to plug in episodes of Girls Gone Wild or Charlie Sheen's old movies.
Exactly, because he's got a sober coach, you know. Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband says that his wife is back in the hospital with an infection, so keep wishing her well. Jamie Presley, remember her?
She's My Name is Earl.
Yeah, yeah. She's been charged with misdemeanor drunken driving after her arrest on January 5th, so things are going well. JR is returning to South Fork. Larry Hagman will be part of a